You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
All right, we're live, we're here, and one of us is queer.
Vecchione.
And it starts.
Vecchione. All right. We have a great show today. We have back for the first time in a long time, Tom Cassidy. How you doing?
I'm good, Bobby. Thank you for having me back. It's been a while.
It's been a while because you kind of went over to the dark side for a little bit, didn't you?
No, I mean, are we speaking of Kevin Brennan?
I think you went over there and you didn't want to come on the show anymore. That's what I heard.
I've never been invited on the show.
What I heard is that you fuck the YKWD. I want the real deal.
Never You're more happened. Of a compound comic?
No.
Wow. Compound Cassidy.
Oh, my goodness. No, I've just never been invited on since then.
Oh,
because
really?
Because of your feud with Kevin Brennan.
No, there's no, I have no feud with him.
I was the...
Collateral damage.
Yes,
I'll help
thank
you with your fucking
No,
joke.
I appreciate that.
You're like a new prisoner in jail getting traded back and forth.
Why do I... No, I love having you on. I don't know why we didn't have you on. You've always been fun. So
because of his betrayal? Maybe that's a reason.
He
because I opened for Mike once.
Did you really open for Mike once?
Well, I had a casino show, yeah.
Oh. Okay, that's not opening for Mike. That's
I
just
love
getting
Mike.
Booked
I'm just
on a
kidding.
Casino.
Yeah, that's not opening for Mike.
No, that's just, hey, you want to do this casino with me? All right, if he's doing 45, he's not headlining.
You want to make rent?
Smartest crowds ever at the casinos.
Yeah, yeah. They really get it.
You really have to hit them in the face with the joke.
What have you been doing?
I had a writing job over the summer for Adult Swim, so
Ooh,
that was cool.
That's great.
Yeah.
Adult Swim's fun.
Yeah, it was cool. It was the first season of a show called Mostly for Millennials. Hopefully that comes out at like the end of the year. Other than that, I'm back to zero, and I need something, you know?
Isn't it weird?
I'm drowning out here.
Yeah. This business just sucks you back to zero.
Yeah.
So fast.
Yep.
Literally, here, taste this. Here's a runway. Here's a red carpet. Here's some free fucking hors d'oeuvres. That's the president of the fucking Who. And here's fucking Louis C.K. Who? And then zero.
Now get back in the basement.
get back on that crosstown bus.
Yeah. To the casino.
Wow. All
right. Early. It's an early one.
It's an early one. Yeah.
We all took a knee on that one.
Exactly. Please don't put that on your wet fro. Yeah. Just put it on the mic like everybody else. Stop That's trying dope. To be interesting. Listen.
Bobby, you're cutting.
I am today. I got a bone to pick with you. Oh. That's why.
What?
I have a bone to pick with you. Why? I'm coming to you. That's all why right. I usually go clockwise.
I know.
I'm going counterclockwise today.
Oh, no.
Because I want you, you little misfit.
Oh, no.
Little fucking Three Stooges face. I want you.
Ian looks like a Muppet of Jim Henson.
Can you pass that to him?
Yes. He has used that every year since I've known him.
Well, you don't have to fucking tell us the origins
of
the shit joke.
Yeah, we don't need all that.
We just podcast listeners don't know that.
What are you, a comic book fan?
Yeah.
Mikey Vecchione.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Mike, great to have you back. Always love you on the show.
It was great.
How's it going with you?
It was really great, man. The last time we had a really fun one, and then we went and smoked cigars. That was good times, man.
Oh, that was a great show.
I woke up in a foul fucking mood the next day. Really
Why?
Bad. Because I did yoga and I opened up my pores. And it's going to sound queer, but I opened up my pores or whatever. And then I smoked that cigar and it just hit me. I slept and it hit me the wrong way. The next day, I just woke up in a fucking foul mood.
I don't
really
think that,
bad.
I don't think that's how it works.
I think it does.
I think a foul mood is by choice. That's a psychological thing. That's not a fit.
You ever just wake up in a shitty mood, though?
Yeah, but that's not because your pores were open from yoga and a fucking Fuente went in.
Cigars can
I mean, it was a
tired.
Great cigar. I'm not shitting on the cigar. I just think the combination of me opening up. In yoga, like, you open up your chest.
What?
You open
That's
up. You really do. You open up all your chakras. Thank you, Tom. You open up all
You're
your
welcome.
Chakras.
I said it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misheard.
He likes Tom better.
Yeah. I'm trying to distance myself from you because I think you're going to get it bad. Okay. I'm with you. We're all unified on this side.
He likes in the closet gay.
Uh-huh. As opposed to sweating AIDS out gay, which is what you're doing.
That was funny, but it hurt. It hurt me. AIDS out gay?
We're going vicious early.
Really? What?
He's sweating.
No, but AIDS out. Gee.
Yeah, AIDS out.
He's
what?
Sweating his AIDS
keep
out
the,
gay.
Keep the bomb. Dana.
Oh, wow.
You're not the person who decides that, Ian.
Well, are you guys friends outside of this?
Yeah, yes. We're very good friends.
Yeah,
good
they're friends. Of course they are. They wouldn't be able to talk. People who don't like each other do not talk to each other like this.
Yeah. Oh, they do if they're just ultra aggressive.
No.
And they want to start
shit. We
both
have glasses. What are you...
Are you guys going to have a spelling bee to see what the difference is?
Spell chakra.
Spell Vecchione. It's a tough last name.
Oh, we got it. I love it.
We get it. Let's go to traffic on the ones.
Speaking of traffic on the ones.
Hello. Let's go to Chelsea for Ian. Ian.
I love that you did this.
You're welcome. I like the act.
Ian, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing very well. How about
That's
you, man?
That's great, man. That's great. Ian came with me this weekend.
Providence,
Rhode Island. I have to give a shout-out. Shout-out.
That's right.
To... Federal Hill pizza place. What a great venue. It's brand new. This guy Billy, him and his wife bought this old theater in kind of a crappy part of town, up and coming part of town, which you know a lot of Providence is in the last 20 years. And they opened up this first of all, he's a master pizza maker. I mean, no joke. He goes to New York. He's been on the Food Channel, all the networks. He's just makes fucking ridiculous pizza.
What makes it good? The ingredients?
Oh my god. Yeah. He had this Greek slice. I never had it before. It tastes like dessert. It was so good.
He makes pizza that you like go fuck yourself. He came out with a square pie, which is coming back for some reason, which is the original pizza.
The Sicilian.
Right. Well, he explained to me that pizza in America happened when the Italian bakers would just throw extra dough in a baking sheet, spread it out, and put potatoes on it. And then they, you know, and some olive oil and salt and pepper. Then they actually started putting sauce and cheese on it, and they made the pizza. Then it became round.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's where the Sicilian slice came from. That's how it got its shape, from baking racks, the square baking
racks.
So
the original pizza had potato in it? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. Hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, interesting. Fact check that on your own time.
Sure.
Yeah, he was a great guy. He had us in. Very Italian, very cool. We had
Providence is loaded with Italians.
Yeah.
It's yeah, that's Italian why they call heavy. It Federal
Boston.
Hill.
Boston is more...
What does that mean?
They called it Federal Hill as a fuck you to the mafia because the feds were stamping down on the mafia, so they called it Fed Hill since it's such a mafia-esque town.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know. That's great. Did you learn that before you went? Like homework for the trip?
No, I learned that
when he blew a guy named Giuseppe.
Yeah, I was getting some marinara sauce all over me, and he was giving me some.
Ian, did you know that at a Federal Hill?
Sorry, too many echoes.
No, don't take it out. Leave it in your mouth. I'll do all the talking.
The town was established in 1874.
It's not fun when you do it. When we're making fun of you, it's not. Mike,
that's loaded though.
Listen. Yes. So we do the gig. Great gig.
Mm-hmm.
You do the theater?
It was, here's it. It was a theater. They took all the seats out. So now it's this big, massive room with a stage and picnic tables.
You, Ian, Giannis, Scopo.
Yeah.
That's the lineup.
And they're figuring it out. Like, I called up the day of, and they were like, you need sound? Like, but on it, fucking rented a sound system, had it hooked up, 4 microphones. Boom. Great. Boom.
They have an old movie theater upstairs.
So upstairs is the balcony, okay, of the actual theater. Downstairs they took out. Upstairs they kept the balcony. 80-seat comedy club. It's low ceilings. It's fucking beautiful.
Yep.
Beautiful. 80 seats, theater style seating. Each seat has a little table you can flip up. Nice little stage. You can touch the ceiling. It's beautiful. Great. Yeah, I mean, Gary Gulman and, you know, Ben Bailey can't work there, but, you know, it's a beautiful little thing. So he's going to do a lot of stuff with that place, which is great.
But you guys did the downstairs picnic table place?
We did the downstairs,
place?
Which is a little tough because it's a podcast. The sound, you can't... There was no headphones, so we couldn't hear. Everybody was kind of talking over each other a little
bit.
Oh,
you did a live podcast there?
Live podcast.
It was fun.
I thought you were doing the show.
Really fun.
You also did a stand-up show?
It was really fun. I had a great time. Mm-hmm. But I'm hosting these things, and people don't realize when you're hosting a show with 3 to 5 people or 4 people, you know, you gotta. It's hard to keep the conversation moving, find a little funny spot, you know what I mean,
right.
and let people go.
And I think we found it.
I think we did at some point, though.
There's a bit of a lull?
No, there wasn't a lull. I was telling, here's what happens is sometimes I was telling a story and fucking, I hear somebody talking, like fucking yapping. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like a heckler. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
There's nothing worse when you're on stage as a comedian and there's people talking, like having a conversation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, fuck, right?
Yeah.
It's like, shit. I mean, just fucking shut the fuck up.
It throws you off.
Yeah. It's also funny heckling a podcast, too. It's just a different
beast. Well, it's
weird.
What's even funnier is that was 2 of the comics on the podcast. That's what's even funnier.
Was it Ian?
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm fucking sitting there and this fucking ungrateful fucking wop.
Excuse you?
I had it.
Excuse you?
This ungrateful wop. And Giannis, who he's lucky his father was, he was at his hospital. I was going to trash him too. Mm-hmm. These two fucks are literally having a conversation on the mics are picking it up.
Oh, excuse me for having fun with my friends.
Listen, shut the fuck up.
Wait a minute.
I was sharing a microphone with Billy.
I
couldn't grab a mic to interject, so I had to say it to Giannis and have him give me the mic.
Shut your fucking mouth. This fuck, you know what I'm talking about? What's up?
To paint a picture for clarity, he's on the podcast, right?
Giannis and him are right next to me. We're in front of a fucking crowd.
They're having a side conversation?
Side conversation.
No.
Not about fuck. You know what they're
Ian, how was your day, by the way? Doing a thing like a side convo. Jesus Christ, Ian. You can't go along with anything.
Look, he doesn't like you, and I barely like you.
Oh,
okay?
Stop it.
And we like each other.
Can I just all right? try things?
I'm kidding.
I already have a bandana.
Listen, here's the deal. They're talking about snuff.
That's when you kill a girl at the end of a porno.
We're talking about snooze because
they're talking about
snuff films.
We were up there for 5 hours with Bobby going, you know what I love about Boston? You got your salt of the earth people.
Okay,
he was just blowing everyone. You know, the food here.
I'd rather have you fucking say that.
Boston is resilient.
Than fucking talk about. Here's the thing, engage in the fucking conversation or shut the fuck up. You're doing a show, fuckface. Okay, and if you're not interested and
if
you think it's fucking boring, if you think it's fucking boring, get the fuck up, put the mic down, and go the fuck home.
I don't think it's boring.
Then shut the fuck up.
I love you.
Then shut the fuck up,
and
Ian.
And being there.
How's that?
I just wanted tobacco because I was feeding
don't
for a
don't fucking say it's a boring fucking...
It wasn't.
Shut the fuck... This is what all these fucking... This is the thing I hear.
Absolutely.
This is what I hear, too. Ready? This is what I hear. It's fucking boring. So we had to talk to each other because what else? I thought we were going to have fun.
That's what you're projecting. That's not what it was.
That's what you just said.
No. I was ribbing you.
Then shut the fuck up. When we're doing the...
It was a rib.
How's this?
Oh, my God.
Fucking perform. Okay?
I did. They loved me.
How's that? Exactly. Exactly. But shut the fuck up. When someone's talking, right?
Yes.
I'm sitting there when you're talking. You don't think I'm fucking bored out of my mind sometimes?
You weren't boring. Wait, I'm giving you a hard time.
It was
fantastic.
Listen, here's the deal. Fuck
what do you want from me?
Well, apparently it wasn't because in the middle of fucking me talking, you had to bring up snuff.
I'm addicted to cigarettes. I'm
addicted to fucking pussy.
I needed
and whores
nicotine.
And fucking hamburgers and pizza. I was in a pizza place. I wasn't staring at a pizza going, hey, bring me more fucking pizza. I was literally in the
You were thinking it.
I was but I didn't say it. While you were talking, I kept my fucking mouth shut.
I did not know that the mic was picking it up. I wanted some
on
tobacco.
On stage, in front of everybody, these two fucking ass fucks are having a fucking side conversation, right?
Right.
What's snuff?
While I can hear it. It doesn't even matter if they can hear it. About fucking, not even, hey, give me a fucking snuff. Hey, here you go. you know, that's quick. Literally talking about it. Like, what's this? Really? Is this a new one? Oh, I love it.
Turned into a thing.
I took it and threw it into the fucking crowd.
And somebody threw it back and he blocked it like Mutombo. And it was a fun thing. And people have been tweeting me saying that was a highlight of the podcast.
Yeah, because of
now,
me.
Now, that might be a lie.
Because of me.
But
I fucking threw it into the crowd. This is what I fucking hate. It's like either I'm getting a laugh or I'm out.
Right.
You were
either
great.
I'm getting the fucking laugh or I'm out. This is not the first time it's happened on this fucking podcast. And then he goes, well, what you talking about isn't interesting.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
I was ribbing you to get a laugh.
Listen.
It was very interesting.
Listen, ribbing somebody, okay? Yes. Being funny, yes. Be funny. Sitting there ignoring the fucking conversation, not engaging. Do you know how hard it is for me to bring fucking three alpha fucks on stage in front of my fucking crowd and then sit there and fucking direct and keep this shit going?
And how many people lined up to hug you and say it was great? Everyone loved it. Everyone loved it.
It doesn't matter.
Why are you concentrating on that little thing where I needed tobacco?
You do it like a fucking performer, okay? Keep your mouth shut. And quietly ask for your fucking tobacco. You and Giannis.
I apologize for upsetting you. I didn't know that it was such a faux pas. And I thought it was a great show.
It was a great show. I had a fucking great time.
Me too. I had a blast. And I'm not ungrateful. I'm very grateful.
Listen, fuck
and
grateful.
And it wasn't boring.
Fuck the grateful. It's the fact that if I'm fucking if you're in the middle of talking and I start talking to Scopo about his fucking sneakers. Oh, hey, buddy, can you? I want to get some pizza after this. We'll get some more. You'd be like, dude, I'm fucking talking up here. If the crowd is seeing me and then they see you two fucks talking, hearing you over the microphone, the PA, talking about snoof. What was it?
Snooze.
Yeah, snooze.
What is snooze?
Well, exactly.
It's a pouch of tobacco that you put in your gums and you get the nicotine. You don't have to spit like chew. And it helped. Mm. I just popped a nicotine gum because I'm getting stressed.
I want
a cigarette.
Bobby, you got to understand something.
What?
I've known Ian a long time.
Yeah.
He has the attention span of an Asian teenager.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
He's an addict.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
He's just finding his sexuality. He has no...
You just described me. You literally just described me. And I'm just 47 with a wife and a kid. Okay? I'm the same fucking guy. You know, you think
so that's why it gets you angry?
No, it gets me angry because when... This is what I hate.
Let me blow you. Come on. Apology accepted.
It might help.
The saddest part about that, I literally went, no, you can't blow.
That broke the tension. Yeah. That really broke the
Shave
tension.
Shave that mustache.
Save that caterpillar for someone else.
You need to put some snuff in the end of your dick.
Yeah.
Snoof. Oh, my Snoof. God. I was fucking furious. Snoof.
I apologize. I know
was there a blow up?
Said,
was really? There a blow up on the thing?
No.
On the podcast?
I didn't even think it was a thing.
Yeah, I blew up on the... Of course I did. I didn't... What do you think? I saved it? I blew up.
What were you going to say about how you hate something that comedians do?
I hate when... This is what happens when you come on a show, right?
Yeah.
I love you. Like, you watch Rogan's show. Everybody's on their best fucking behavior. Mm-hmm. Just... and I want to be interesting, and I want to just come off as the fucking, you know what I mean? You come on this show, and, you know, one episode in, they're just like, your mother's a cunt, and fuck you, and you...
But I think on this show that guys try to talk in order to get their jokes off, like,
yeah,
it's that pressure inside, it's like, let me get my joke off.
The one thing I love about, like, podcasting, it doesn't have to be funny every I don't give a fuck about Reddit, I don't give a fuck if I lose all the fans except for 8. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
If someone's talking about something that interests me,
are those 8 people?
And it's, I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
What? I'm sorry.
I was just wondering who those 8 people were because it was a very specific number.
Because when I first started, I had the original 8, the fat 8.
Okay.
I had, back when I started comedy in New York, I had 8 fat fans that would follow me every day. Even if I do Dan Cook show, he'd have 30,000 people. The fat 8 would show up. The fat 8 would always there to fucking support me. Now, a couple of the fucking fat 8, I think, have gone.
They're dead.
Some of them got lap band surgery, so they're not the fat 8 anymore.
There's a fat 4.
One of them books the stand.
The autistic 8.
No, Patrick was one of the fat 8. He was one of the fucking gorgeous people in my life at the beginning of my career.
That's funny.
I just don't think it should. I don't think it. Liz?
Yeah.
There she is. We'll get Liz's opinion.
The lovely
Let's
and
get
talented.
Liz's opinion.
Hi, Liz.
Liz, you're right here.
Liz.
Liz, you got a push-up bar on?
No. I don't. But thank you.
You're on your period?
Delightfully inappropriate.
What's going on?
I have good bras.
Well, they look...
I generally don't look at my tits like
that. I never look at your boobs.
Well...
Is that a bad thing? Are you offended by that?
No, I'm indifferent.
Oh, okay. See, that's a woman right
there.
That's
a married woman responding.
That's a married man fucking...
I'm indifferent.
What are you doing?
Combing my mustache.
Oh, no.
Where am I? What did I walk into?
I just walked into the movie Cruising with Al Pacino.
Did you ever get your thought out on what you hate? I feel like you still haven't gotten it out.
Shut up. Move forward.
I want to know.
I just hate it. Okay, when comics especially, you know, especially on a show, like a podcast. Some of these podcasts, they just talk, okay? Just boring fucking dribble for an hour. Mm-hmm. Just, so where you been? Yeah, that's interesting. Well, one time, and I get it, people like that. I happen not to. I like a show that is fucking just whatever.
Yeah.
Okay? But sometimes, it doesn't always have to be who was on here? Tim Dillon was on here one time, and he was like, well, dude, the conversation was boring. I was like, who gives a fuck? You know? Who cares? It can be boring sometimes.
Right.
I don't think it's boring all the time. Right. I think it goes up and down.
Yeah, yeah.
There should be a heartbeat in a show, especially this show.
Right.
I don't mind it getting serious or fucking...
Ian's got to offer to blow you at least once an episode.
No, so we're doing a live podcast, and we're doing... You know, it's a lot of stress on me.
Oh,
you know
is this the Pizza Place podcast?
Pizza Party podcast. A lot of stress. I got to book it. I got to get rooms for people. I got to fucking make sure they're there. You know, if I didn't tell them to leave at 12...
Yeah, they'd never get
there. They would have never made it there.
Especially if Scopo was driving.
Well, Scopo actually was a good boy this time.
Oh.
Giannis, 2:30. So they left at 2:30. They showed up at what? Fucking 7:30.
Yeah. Kids on Greek time.
Yeah. So I got to... But if they don't show up, if they're stuck, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Okay? So I got to manage them. I got to agent them. I got to fucking write checks. I got to do all this shit. Right?
Yeah.
And then I got to go up there and kind of host this thing. And it's a fucking crazy room. It's big. It's not the best.
Don't hurt yourself. I didn't.
Sounded like that was a death rattle.
I forgot to take my Pepsi.
I have some in my bag. You want some?
Yeah. So we're on stage and we're doing this thing, and I'm trying to keep the thing going.
Yeah.
Because if I stop talking, everybody stops talking.
Mm-hmm.
So we're keeping it moving. You know, trying to keep, you know, find the funny kid. I start talking a little. Thanks. I start talking.
That looks so scary.
Oh, this is sketchy.
Don't. Wow.
Oh. It's Pepto.
It looks like it's been in your back pocket for a week and a half.
Probably a fucking morning after pill.
It's Viagra.
So we do the fucking part. In the middle of I'm telling a story, not the most fucking look, it's not, I'm not sitting there going, this is the best story ever, please listen. But I'm telling a serious story. And these two fucking Giannis and him start having a full-fledged conversation on stage right to my right.
What?
On mic.
What?
Now, can I make an addendum?
Hurry up.
Okay.
I didn't know we were colonial
Giannis,
America all
Giannis,
of a sudden.
Giannis uses snooze.
Wait. You want to make it a... I'm going to fucking... Here we go. Liz, you are the judge.
Yeah. All right. I love it.
Bobby felt disrespected is basically what it is.
We're having podcast court right now.
Yes.
Court
is it.
She's the judge. Mike Vecchione is my lawyer, and Tom is yours.
Oh you have Alt? Yeah. Alt is your lawyer? I'm sorry.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
Ian, don't speak.
You don't speak. The judge speaks.
What?
Zach, you're the fucking
jury.
Bailiff.
Bailiff, yeah.
Bailiff.
You're the bailiff. Please introduce the judge.
The judge is Liz.
Oh, wow. This is great. What's happening?
Can you do me a favor? Can you smash that microphone?
Good job, Night Court.
Wow.
I like how you use game show voice.
All right. Okay, so let me... I'd like to hear exactly...
Where'd you get these? Guatemala?
Give me, you idiot. Give me it.
I got
it.
There.
All right. I'd like to hear what happened.
Okay, I'm going
to
tell you what happened. Robert. Can I go first?
Yes, please, Robert.
Sure. Prosecutors first.
Yeah, go ahead.
Not bad.
What were they talking about? I'd like to know what you were talking about and what they were talking about.
I'd like to ask
Could you not gesture my client?
Thank you,
Michael.
Intimidating the witness.
He did.
Sustained.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I would like to ask you a question.
Yes,
I would like
sir.
To. May I?
Please.
What was I talking about, Ian, when you interrupted me?
Wow. I don't even know what we were talking
about.
We're
not even paying attention.
Ago.
Wait, he's on the stand right now, right?
Yes, okay. I was paying attention.
Case closed.
Sorry, I was not a court stenographer during the podcast.
You mean
I get to say my case?
Hurry up!
I'm going to say my case. I'm going to say my case first.
Sure, for the 10th time.
Well, the judge.
I just got here.
Judge, I mean,
please.
The judge is late.
I know. I'm
interesting.
Gonna,
this whole court's out of order.
I'm gonna slap him. Anywho.
Slap me?
Give
him, hit him with the dick, Mike. Hit him with the dick.
Which
gavel.
Side?
Well, the one he'd fucking put in his mouth.
There you go.
Can I sit on the dick gavel?
No.
All right.
I'm pretty sure Lewis already has at some point.
He just look at what's
there's
in front
sanitizer.
Of him. He dumped everything in his pocket out. He's got cigarettes, two lighters, a fan, a bandana, a wallet. It's like. It's like he's already going to jail, and he just put his stuff up.
Got the plastic bag.
So, Your Honor, my client is a retard.
Sustained.
Can I please say my client?
He just did a retard voice?
I heard him.
What is this, 1996 comedy?
If you see the police, warn a brother.
Isn't that a production
t-shirt.
Company?
Warner
Brother?
T-shirt.
All right. So we're doing the podcast. I'm doing my thing. Look, there's lulls. You do these live shows. You got to, you know, all of a sudden you go somewhere, it dies. You got to keep going. Blah. So we actually had a serious conversation about something.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about kids.
We're talking about, exactly.
He's trying to pressure me into getting married and having
kids. That's not true. I said that you don't, my point was this. If you listen, and I'm going to try to piece together this podcast because they didn't get me the recording of it.
Ooh.
It's all right. I might be able to piece the audio together. I was talking about that you comics spend their whole fucking, at least me, I'll speak for me. You spend your whole career, your 20s and 30s, trying to attain what somebody else has.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Fame.
Yeah.
Success, money. And you're just like, I want that. I want that. I want that. And you can't be, I said, and my basic thing was, you should try to be happy first, right? Like, you can be happy whenever you want. Having a kid or a wife or a house or moving to the suburbs doesn't affect your career whatsoever.
Right.
If it makes you happy.
Right.
You can be happy. You don't have to wait to have $10 million in the bank.
How old were you when you had your kid?
43.
Seems like you waited.
I did, and it was a mistake. I wish I had my kid earlier because I'm going to be fucking 70 when this kid's 10.
Did you hear that, kid?
Yeah.
Your Honor, can the defendant just question my client?
What is that?
Just,
no,
what
you're
is
up,
that?
I'm sorry.
That,
you're
I
out,
mean, he's out of order.
Sorry.
He's a little out of
Stop
order.
Stop questioning Robert Kelly.
Well, my...
Your Honor, terrible.
Should be fair.
Liz, could you threaten to clear the courtroom?
I might. I might.
I mean, this is out of control.
All
to be fair, Your Honor... My client enjoys Dominican boy butt, so you can't really have a child from that.
Your
you
Honor,
could not... purchase children.
Your Honor, why is my lawyer just throwing me under this bus?
He's ribbing you.
That's your lawyer. Listen, fire your lawyer, get a new one. I'm
all right.
Lawyer,
same bus he has to take to get down here.
All right, I do want to know, what did you and Giannis start chatting about when Robert was... revealing something very
personal.
Judge,
and
I appreciate
meaningful.
You
with the owner, with the owner, the guy who brought me us there, the owner who was in
the
conversation.
The one who employed
I was trying
interesting
to.
You mentioned the owner.
Don't interrupt.
Interesting you mentioned the owner because I'm the one that brought him on stage. I shared my microphone with him. I was in between mics between
Your
the owner and Giannis.
No one cares.
Your Honor, first of all,
no
first of all, Your Honor, that was all set up. I already before they showed up late. I was there at 6.
Yeah.
Got there at 3.
Prepared. And preparing.
I set up everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. And I sat down with Billy, and I said, I'm going to have you up. We're going to open up the show, and then you're going to come on stage.
Got it.
You're going to share a mic with that on this side of the table. Whoever's sitting there, you're sharing a mic with that person. And I told him he's sharing the mic.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So,
but he understood.
Wasn't on stage.
Hey, please do not interrupt.
I said, Billy, come on.
There is no interrupting.
Did you bring
Bobby, do you think that was a hidden agenda? I don't know Ian that well, but he had to share a mic, therefore he was lashing out at having to share a mic. He didn't get his own mic, so deep inside something was burning, and he was like, no, I'm going to...
It's
I'm
a good
gonna,
point, Mike. It's a very good point.
I'm going to screw up the entire podcast.
It is a good point, but is it also true that you brought my client
okay,
because
you
he
know
looks
what?
Like...
I'll, We're not discussing this right now.
Because
Ian,
she looks like
Ian,
a caricature
yes,
of an Italian.
Oh, it's quiet. Oh, dude, Ian.
Liz is taking this a little.
I want
the last thing I would ever want Liz with is a fucking gavel.
Liz pulls out a robe and a wig.
take the gavel.
I had Ian back on my show.
I want to know what he was talking about.
I mean, this is, you know.
What was the conversation?
This is all guess, Liz.
What was the conversation?
The conversation was.
What was more important?
Giannis. Okay, so Giannis has snus. Which is a
I mean, can I just end
first
it
of
right
all,
now?
That's a hilarious thing to say. Yeah. Snooze.
Giannis has snooze,
especially
which is an STD.
Look like
and,
it.
That was pretty good.
It's thank you. It's a smoking substitute. It's a chewing tobacco substitute. You put it in your lip and you can swallow it. You don't have to spit it out. I'm addicted to cigarettes. I smoke a pack to two packs a day. We were having fun. I really wanted a cigarette. And I said, hey, can I get a snooze? And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah. You want it? I go, yeah. And I go,
No.
My lip? And he goes, yeah, put it here. And I go, okay, thanks.
That,
and then he flipped
that
out.
That is a lie.
Took it, threw it in the
that
crowd.
That is a lie.
A guy
nice.
Threw it back. He smacked it out, and it was fun.
I have the, I believe I have the audio.
Play it.
Are Do you have gonna, the audio?
Let me ask you a question. If you're lying.
I don't know if this is admissible. Yes.
What? It is. I want to hear it.
Admissible audio?
I want to hear
if
it.
If I'm lying.
Exhibit A. Let's go. Audio.
If I'm lying, what?
If you're lying, they were having a full fledged conversation on stage about it.
Also, we were giggling and having fun.
No, giggling
it was
with
so
each other
fun on the podcast. I had so much fun. I met a gal afterwards. She's coming.
We're
going
to get to that.
Weekend.
We're going to get to that.
Your Honor, that's irrelevant. How much fun he had?
I mean, thank you.
That's really irrelevant to the cohesiveness of a podcast you take on the road.
I asked the crowd if they liked me. They said yes, and then they said
excuse
they wouldn't
me, sir.
Me.
Excuse me.
I'd like to stricken his hand gestures. Please,
oh,
from the record.
I would like his mustache stricken from the record.
No!
Do you have the audio, Bobby?
I think I might.
I mean...
You mean the video because he forgot the card? Continue.
See?
Wow.
Condescending.
Wow.
See? Yeah. Condescending.
Wow.
With a forehead like that, too.
Does that sound like appreciation?
Crazy.
That doesn't sound like appreciation
at
to me,
all.
Bobby.
No, that doesn't.
I mean, I had good. Way. I had good pizza, too.
Yeah,
so.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, if you bring me to a burrito restaurant, I'll be fucking cool, man. If you do another show, you won't get any trouble.
Yeah, wrap
out of me,
that bandana
buddy.
Around your face. I need a new lawyer.
How your lawyer just tried to get in your gigs?
I know. Put him in jail. I'll take his spot.
Lock him up.
Right. He's a real lawyer.
Get what? Ready for 7 spots at the beauty bar. Sorry, that was a dig. That was a low. That was low. I'm disappointed
in
myself.
You, and I am there Friday night at 8 p.m.
Tell Josh Homer, open up the books. Beauty bar.
Josh Carter. Still the
Josh
same.
Carter, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Josh Homer's another.
It's getting hot.
Oh my God. Where am I?
In heaven.
Why, Bobby? Why?
I just, it's the fact is that on the stage, it doesn't matter how long it was.
Right.
We're doing a live show.
Right.
And during a live show, when
and
somebody's
brought it, sorry,
he should be supporting
you. Yeah, but
you.
You see his ego?
It's really
see his ego?
It's out of control.
He's literally he did okay. And also, not it wasn't the funniest podcast I've ever done. It was good. People said they enjoyed it. And the chick he picked up. Look it. Let's just put it this way.
Nothing to write home about.
She was the hottest one there.
Look, basic bitch.
She's a Cape Verdean gorgeous angel.
Dude, listen to me. She's,
first generation.
She's a Connecticut 6. Fuck her.
Was she a Connecticut 6?
She was a Rhode Island 5.
What? Get the fuck out of here.
What was she, Ian?
Let me ask you, who's heavier, me or her?
Well,
this segment's called Defend Your
Whore.
I did
offer to suck your dick.
No, I'm saying. No, she was a pretty
She's
girl.
Gorgeous.
She's our, listen, let's
gorgeous.
Get...
Gorgeous.
Get out of here. I saw a picture of her. It looks
to
like
me.
She swam here.
Yeah,
she,
to me.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty good.
Whoa.
What?
Tom.
That is harsh.
How
friendly
you
fire.
Speak of my yeah. wife
She didn't
that
swim.
Way.
She floated.
Oh, wow.
She had a suitcase.
She had 4 of her cousins on her back.
Wow.
Remember those shoulder monsters from Bugs Bunny? Mm-hmm. Listen. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I'm she kidding. Was a pretty girl. She's a now you can't let her listen to this.
You still keep in touch with her, Ian?
We were on the phone till 3:30
a.m. Oh, that might be your wife.
She's coming to New York Saturday to Monday.
Oh, my God.
Wow, really?
This kid falls in love very quickly
you
and peters
chick?
Out.
Yeah. And she's, oh, God.
He's an addict. He falls in love. Exactly. He's going to be in love for a month and then dump her.
I've seen this happen many, many times.
Yes, this exactly. is the
Do you also, dump now, her or does she dump you?
And dump
he's
her.
Not even gay. He just gets sick of pussy.
Can we take a recess? Can we take a recess from the court for 1 second?
Yes.
Sometimes now that he's bi, like if I walk around with him on like a hot day,
yeah,
like you know how like people when you're with your buddy, like oh that chick's so hot, and like now that he likes both and he's out with it, mm-hmm. it's just like it's a constant flow of mood, like oh she's hot, oh yeah. that guy's dick is tight, yeah. like it's never stops because he likes everything now.
And if he stops,
and it's exhausting.
If he didn't have,
I've always liked everything. Now I'm just vocal about it.
But if he didn't have the side conversation during my little fucking speech that mm-hmm. I was given, he would have probably learned something about life.
Yeah.
Is my point. Is that you don't need to do all that other horse shit to what? Be happy.
I know, but I don't think it's fair for me to bring a child into the world to settle me down and use that as motivation. I should motivate myself. I don't want to bring a poor thing into the world because I can't control my libido in my own life. I think that's unfair.
Hang on 1 second. Can you have Rob send them to my email? I don't have them. Or just resend whatever we have. We have reads that we have to do in a little bit, and I don't have them. Just say, Rob, we're doing the show live right now. I need the reads.
Thanks,
Sorry.
Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in your 30s, you were on the road the whole time, so you're not really around. You might not be around the kid that much,
If
too.
I was ever on a podcast, I'd never side convo for a fucking yeah. for a slice of ham.
No, we all agree that Ian's a piece of shit. He's in jail now. It's over. All right.
Well, this is going to
the next topic.
Is that,
this is the problem with public defenders.
What? I love my public defender. This guy, Uncle fucking Vinny, he's the shit.
I let you guys sink yourselves.
That's right.
I just think that in the middle of a show, that isn't, you know, look, it's a live show. It's not like we're up here.
Yeah, I agree.
But even
you.
Up here, there's people that have done side conversations, you know, up here. They start talking. I'm talking to him. All of a sudden, these two people are talking. They've had it before. No. And it's like, are you fucking nuts? Shut the fuck up.
It's not appropriate.
It's disrespectful.
I will admit I was selfish because I was putting my needs over the betterment of the podcast, which I was incredibly grateful to be a part
of.
I did not expect for it to upset you. And
have you met him?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
I also love Ian, but this is what he does. This is classic
why
Ian.
Why do I attract people like that?
I don't know.
Like, why do I like him
just funny,
over you?
Well-rounded, gorgeous
pushy.
People.
Why do I like him over you? Why do I just like...
entertaining.
Because
he's entertaining.
No,
like
it gives you the opportunity to get angry, I think.
Yeah.
You,
but
like,
I
to
never
and you like to release
good
it,
good
Bobby.
Energy, and I'm a light in the lives around me.
I'm really attracted to fucking...
Bad teeth.
Cocks.
Is that entertaining, Liz?
Entertaining. That was a good one. That was a nice comeback.
Should be here.
Wow. Fucking Tom had a good one.
Oh, there you go.
He gets,
one
to,
and
he gets
done.
To get that off.
No,
okay.
No.
He keeps until the next bomb.
Yeah, the next bomb. Yeah, it's
oh, what's coming?
Here's the deal. So we do the thing. And he does. Look, I love his energy. That's why I invited him.
I
love that he doesn't give a fuck, and I like that he fights back.
Yes, all those things are good. But when actual work comes into things,
yes.
he always fucking does things that make you crazy.
Right. Okay. So I know that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm working on it, and I'm getting better.
Yeah, but
every day.
But when
Please
you
don't
do,
fire me.
When you do these fucking podcasts, right?
Yes.
right? You gotta. I mean, you gotta work as a team.
There's got to be order.
It's got to be
Ian.
The best one I ever. The best one I ever did.
Focus.
I want to lift you all up to
the best
the
live podcast
of the pod.
I ever did was Al Magical, Rob Mayu, and Brian Posehn.
Mm-hmm.
I was real nervous about it because they're not fucking blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
The conversation just flowed.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was interesting conversation, and everybody listened, and it was this back and forth. We all did this beautiful thing together at JFL 42 at the comic, the comedy fucking whatever that club is. What's that club in Toronto?
Well, yeah.
Comedy.
That guy.
Not
comedy bar. Comedy bar. It was a great thing. Everybody, and I was a little nervous about it. You know, it was great. Unbelievable. But then every once in a while, you have these fucking people who can't keep it together. Something boring comes up. Children. I don't want to talk about children.
I loved the conversation and the knowledge you were trying to pass my way, even if I'm reluctant to the content of the conversation. I'm willing to listen and hear it. I asked for a tobacco product because I was going out of my mind, anxious, wanting to smoke.
Your Honor, what is it? I mean, was he getting
the doctor? I thought we adjourned court for a minute because we decided he was wrong. Oh, anyway, we're back in. Oh, we're back in.
Liz, I'm an entertainer.
This is gavel-to-gavel coverage.
Yeah, this, you gotta hit this is gavel to
gavel. First of all, too much. We're back in, kids.
Okay, we're back in.
Can you please introduce the judge again?
Again, let's see.
Everybody rise.
Everybody rise.
Oh, my God.
Judge Liz.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. I'm the only one with respect.
No.
All right. I'll give him that.
I'm taking a knee.
Go on and judge him.
In
you
protest.
You want to link arms, Mikey? Okay.
All right, Liz. So.
All right.
All right. So, Your Honor, are you ready to.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Do a verdict?
All right.
Okay.
Here's the verdict. Number one, you ruined the production value of Robert's podcast by having a side conversation with Giannis Pappas.
Thank you.
Very unprofessional. Very disrespectful.
I think you should convict Giannis in absentia.
Without a doubt.
I don't know what
done.
Absentia means. Oh,
without
absence.
You knew that too going into that.
That's why I'm your lawyer.
All right.
That's why
look
I'm your
at
lawyer.
The root word, absentia. Absent, coming from the Latin for absent.
I hope you get AIDS.
Okay. Condescending.
Anywho.
Your Honor.
Enough.
I hope you get AIDS from your new girlfriend. I hope it's an island strand.
Me too. It'll bring us together.
Oh, God.
We'll be forever connected.
You know, you should have known Robert's podcast lasts a certain amount of time. Get a nicotine patch or have this conversation about the dumb tobacco product prior.
You're right.
And pay attention to what's happening and support Robert, the person who brought you to the pizza
can
party.
Can I make
podcast.
A suggestion?
I'm a proud
how about
man,
this?
But
how about,
I can admit when I'm wrong.
Wrong.
How about this?
Yes.
That works too.
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
That was.
Oh my God, I didn't
that
hear
was
it.
There it is.
Professional.
Wow.
Polite.
There it is.
And then what?
Sorry. It's show business.
And then that's it. You take it and then you move on.
Right.
And you don't pull focus.
Pull focus. Good word.
Oh my yeah. God, this wow. is getting very industry.
All right, so right. now, what is your, what do you what, have a verdict? Ooh.
The verdict is he's guilty. Guilty
well,
as fuck.
You gotta do the gavel, you fuck.
What? Guilty as fuck.
Throw him in the pizza oven. He just looks Jewish,
you have
everybody.
To blow Mike.
Finally. Now, what is my
wait,
what is
guilty?
My punishment?
We'll think of something.
Well, we got a punishment for you.
Oh boy.
I got a punishment for
man.
You. My son just called me real quick. I'm going to talk to you. Is that okay? You're going to get bored?
I'm Hi, son. Very interested.
Hi, buddy.
I called you while why you didn't answer.
I speak English.
He said he called you. Why didn't you answer?
I'm kidding. What'd you say?
Son, you just called me and I called you.
All right. Look at the hair on the kid's leg. Don't side convo. Focus in on the conversation. Okay. See, he just did it right there, Your Honor. I love you, buddy. I'm doing a podcast right now. How was school?
Who are you talking to like that?
I'm talking to all these guys. I'll show you. Ready? Are you ready? There you go. That right there, that's Tommy.
Hey.
That's Michael. And that's Liz.
Hi. Hi, Max.
That's Zach over there. Hi, buddy.
I'm a human with worth.
Yeah. Well, you don't like kids. Say hi to Ian. Do you like Ian's face? Do you like Ian's face? Oh, he's just cracking.
He's crying.
All right, buddy. I gotta go.
Washing his eyes out.
Bye.
I love you. Oh, don't.
What the heck?
I'm coming home.
I'm home.
I'm coming.
Oh, click. He's like, I'm home. Bye.
I wish my wife would do that once. Just come home.
Click.
If I went away for 7 months, she wouldn't care as long as the checks were coming in.
But get married.
I like
Ian.
How Bobby interrupts yeah, the yeah, court right? case yeah, about yeah, a side married, conversation okay. with his own side conversation.
It was his trial. My that's point, allowed.
Yeah.
Like my point was this when we were talking about it
right.
is that you can have your dreams, you can have all your shit, you know, but you can be happy now. Aren't
I am.
You happy now?
You should
I
be
am.
Happy
I'm
now.
Finally content with who I am, what I am, where I'm going, and I didn't need anything else but self-love and acceptance within myself.
What about you, Mike?
I don't know. I'm about to fucking queef right now from this conversation. Holy shit. I thought
blow
it was men
way.
Talking. I thought it was men
Whoa,
talking.
Blow that my
I'm
way.
I'm doing
man.
Really good. Things are great.
No, I think it's one of two ways. It's like some people who have a family can get motivated by their family to go out and do more. Yeah. But the guys who already are like working
oh,
that
hang
way,
on 1 second.
I think a family would detract.
Agreed.
From them. I, in that situation, I'm in the second situation. I'm already working hard as shit. So a family would like, I don't know, maybe not, but in my hypothesis, it would draw away.
But would a family actually, if the responsibility of that, wouldn't it make you work harder?
I'm already working as hard as I can work. Well, I really feel that way.
I don't
way.
Know about that, Mike. But listen, the thing is, no, wouldn't it make you, my thing was if you see something, go get it. If you want something, do it. You understand?
I am.
Not you.
Okay.
Him.
What do you mean? Do you want something relationship-wise?
Well, I'm saying
or business-wise?
Do you want to be married?
Yeah, I'd like to be.
But you're afraid of getting married or meeting the girl? Because it might fuck up your career because you're going to have to focus
now,
on her?
The problem now is that my options, I just haven't found the right. I'm not going to. A lot of guys do that where they just find somebody and then they settle. I refuse to do that. I'll just be alone. But no one has come where it's the right person.
I walk alone.
Godsmack. Boston.
Can I give him this?
Okay. It is. No, wait, you know, stop. Give it back. I like Sally.
Yeah.
He's from
right.
Boston.
Yep.
He's from Boston.
Hell yeah.
He trashed me with Boston earlier, though. Talking about fucking Boston.
It's very so funny. That's what really got you fucking fired up.
He did have a point. Last week I was talking a lot about Boston. Yeah. I was really my speech at the...
It was very funny.
Here's the problem. So then we do that show. I tell you this too. We went after Billy took us to the cigar bar. It was fucking great over by the Omni. And Big J showed up with Justin Silver and Christine. I'm telling you, man, Big J, he fucking made me laugh.
Yeah,
I mean, you left. The girl showed up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she came in. She came in, sat down for a second, and then they left.
Where'd you guys go?
Back to her house.
She took me to her salon and read my energy cards.
What's a salon?
She's
a fortune teller?
Hair styling place. No, she's into like chakra and like reading cards and
she's
stuff.
She's a gypsy.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, she's like a black Stevie Nicks.
But here's the thing is, she's Cape Verdean, but she's... It's weird because she
looks like a white girl.
She looks like a white girl.
What's Cape Verde?
She looks like a white girl that has blackface.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's
racist.
It's
crazy. It's crazy. But no, I'm serious. She just, it's a different, you know, there's she just looks like, it's a different black. I don't know how to say it. And she's just, yeah, she looks like a white girl that, you know, some college girl that fell into ash.
Yeah. I mean, the shoe polish doesn't help, but.
I don't know. Show them the picture. How many pictures?
How far does she live from the Great Volcano?
Oh, she's pretty.
Let me see.
She's pretty.
Yeah.
That's a good picture.
You know what? Yeah, she's a pretty girl. You know what? She's a lot prettier without the glasses.
You called her a Connecticut Five, Bobby.
I take it back.
She's pretty.
Well, notice she's
Holy
not...
shit, she's a knockout.
Yeah.
Connecticut Five,
Thank
my
you.
Ass.
Yeah. Oh,
hang on a second. He's taking that from a fucking second floor window.
This is us together.
Yeah, show the rest
Not
of
Not as good of a picture.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, she's back down to a 5 now, yeah. Mike.
No, she's very handsome.
No, handsome.
What is she
show
doing
the other
in
picture.
Rhode Island?
Show them the other
other
picture.
Than what having other? A salon.
Show the whole thing.
Oh, she's
Oh, why
here.
Her body's
hold
bad?
Hold on.
No, she's got a nice body.
I'm trying to get a...
A what?
A whole body picture.
Does anybody have any gum?
I don't, sorry.
No.
I have nicotine gum.
Yeah, let's talk about it while you do this.
He has a mint on the table. Do you want the mint?
So anyways, we go there. Big J shows up man, he was, he was telling some stories, man. You know, look, I like Big J, but I don't hang with him that much.
Right. Oh, he's so much fun.
Buddy, he was fucking killing it.
Yeah, he's a great time.
He was telling stories. I was crying. And it was so funny because Justin would try to follow up with one of his stories, literally like brakes on a fucking on a cab.
Here's a whole body pic of her.
That's the first visual bandana we've ever given on the show. That's the first visual bomb.
All right, here's a full body.
Buddy,
pic.
Buddy, it was fun. Jay would murder. And then Justin went, I love Justin.
Right.
I love Justin.
Right.
But I didn't even try to tell a story really after Jay. Jay was fucking murdered. That's not a whole body.
Moving.
That's a squatting.
It's her tits.
Buddy, that is so... I want to fucking stand up. Now, she's a pretty girl, but it's weird, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she looks like a... Ugh. So, all right, enough. Put the phone down. You're distracting again.
God. Yeah, it's enough.
Put your phone down.
She looks like one of the women in the...
So Jay came on the podcast?
No, we met at the cigar bar after.
Oh, wow.
I wish.
Oh, that
Listen,
been
man,
great.
He...
What are you giving me this
put
for?
Put that back on your microphone.
Okay.
Jesus, he's just a rogue fuckface.
It's unbelievable.
He really is. He's like the fucking, the shitty robots in Blade Runner.
He's infuriating. That's
yeah,
the word.
You just want to put him down sometimes.
Pick him out back.
Literally. Steven Tyler.
Yeah, it's like a dog, like, oh, I like put this dog. And then when you get him home, you're like, oh, it's fucking too much work.
Yeah.
Just, but you love it at the end of the night.
No, I fucking give it away. What? I give it right back to the
you
shit
put him
place
to sleep.
I got it. Yeah. I'll fucking,
sorry,
yeah.
That was out of line on my part.
What, killing him?
Yeah, put him to sleep.
Yeah, this is fucking exactly right.
I'm like Anna Kendrick. You're going to miss me when I'm gone.
I will not miss you.
Oh, my God.
So you guys just went there to do a live podcast, but you didn't do a show? Did you guys do a stand-up show?
No, he made Scobo do stand-up.
I made Scobo do stand-up.
For whom?
He didn't bomb.
Well,
who did he do?
Jesus
what, he
Christ.
Did stand-up at the
what
podcast?
What a fucking piece of shit. He went up. He did all right. I made Scobo do stand-up. I said, do 5 minutes.
Fair enough.
Before or after?
As he came up.
Okay.
So me and Giannis, I went up, and then Giannis went up, and then, you know, because I thank the fans for coming out, because I appreciate it. Look, man, these guys show up at a pizza place
absolutely.
To see a live podcast, not comedy, and they'll come see me again. They've all seen me a bunch of times. The guy came, Jesus Christ, where the guy
you
came.
You drove 45 minutes?
No, there was a guy from fucking California that came.
What?
Oh, my God.
But I think that's a good idea.
Country?
He flew
that's
cross country. Wow. He heard this was happening, and he was like, I'm going to go do this, and then I'm going to go do this. This was like one of his destinations.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think that's a good idea to have each guy come up, do like some time, and then sit down. That's actually a pretty good idea.
I usually do. I usually go up on the live ones. I'll do 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then bring up Giannis, do 10, but I couldn't. Because
contractually,
I'm doing the connection. I love those guys. So they said, just do your podcast.
Okay.
But I was like, you know, let these guys do some stand up. Yeah. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
It's a show. So Scopo went up and did it. Then Ian came up as a ball of energy and he just started smashing the crowd, which was pretty funny. And then that fizzled out. So then I just said, sit down.
Then he told a joke.
No. No.
Yes.
Addendum.
Listen, shut up. Fucking. It was a good joke.
Hey,
it's another thing I hate about these young fucking comics.
What?
When you hit them, they go, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
I know. We know. Yeah. We get it.
Well, not with these guys. Not with these guys in particular. But you don't have to do stand-up comedy anymore to be in the scene.
What do you mean?
You don't have to do stand-up comedy. You could have a podcast. You could be a roaster. You don't need to actually
YouTube
do stand-up.
Star.
You don't need to do stand-up comedy.
Or you can just hang out.
You don't need you don't need an hour of stand-up at all to be famous. You can have
but
20,
I want
really
don't.
20 fucking minutes.
Yeah.
I don't want to settle for that.
You don't have to have the time to headline to go headline.
Nope.
I want that.
Yep.
Well, focus.
I am. I'm hungry.
Look at all the shit in front of you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're the most unfocused person I've ever
met. I know. It's very hard. I'm trying.
Looks like the worst yard sale ever.
I'm trying. Actually, you should see my bag. It looks like a homeless person.
Actually, if I went to a yard sale, those are the only things I would buy. And then the next day, I left and I went to, this is another thing that bugs me about you. He put me on a fucking group text about going back to New York.
No, it was about getting breakfast in Rhode Island.
Yeah, I'm not there.
I wanted to be the brunch bunch.
Yeah, I'm not the brunch bunch. Talk to Jared Fried. He's the king of brunch. J Train. I don't fucking do brunch. I'm a grown man. I do breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I don't do brunch.
I thought it would be fun for the fellas to get some eggs.
Yeah, but I'm on this bing, bing,
I didn't know
bing,
you
bing, bing, bing.
Well, then Giannis is texting. Because
these fucking assholes can't get their shit together. I'm sleeping. Me too. I'll go up. Where are you going? What do you want to do? Are we going to leave at 3? I don't know. Maybe I will. That girl was awesome. What'd you do? Bing, 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 bing.
Oh, man. That's rude.
Oh, my God.
It's
goodness.
Like they put you in the side conversation again over
again?
The phone.
Yes. You're right.
Oh, my God.
Yes, you're right.
Terrible.
It was fucking nuts, Liz.
And then you went to Boston to win an award, right?
I went to I didn't go to win. I won.
Oh, you went to
I
accept
know if
your
I won.
Award.
I accept.
To accept your award. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it was great. Jim McHugh. It was weird because it was all the old guys we came up with. Joe Carroll, guys you don't know, but funny guys, and you know we all came up with them. Joe Carroll, what? What?
A news alert just came up on my phone. It says Saudi Arabia will now allow women to drive.
So Jim Carroll.
Okay, anyway. Just you were saying.
How progressive.
See what I'm dealing with?
Liz, your thoughts.
Side conversations
your thoughts on the Saudi Arabian driving? Now.
I mean, it's
I
want to
break that fan.
What is this?
He has a fucking fly.
That's the only fan he's got. Come on, that was easy.
That was good, Mike.
No, it's not. I have a bunch of fans.
I had the skinny eight.
It's not another girl you met in Rhode Island.
Woof. That'd be the fat four.
The fat four. Oh, shit. Yeah. Is she a big girl?
She is. I love it.
Were you naked?
No, it was so sexy. She turned me down. Oh,
really?
Really?
I loved
and
it.
Now she's coming to New York?
Yeah, and we just talk all the time, and
What's dirty talk?
I'm sorry, it's threw up a little.
Telling her everything I want to do and how I want to worship her body.
Hang on 1 second. You, what's your name?
Her name is Shauna.
Shauna, can you be Shauna for a second? All right, go ahead.
He and I want you inside of me.
What is she? An old actress? From the
40s? Yeah.
I want you inside of me.
She's Buffalo Bill. I think that'd be a real swell time.
It's Katharine Hepburn.
Yeah. No more wire hangers.
He's your father, and he loves you. She's not fat. She's Cape Verdean. She has a sexy voice.
Yeah.
She's like a white girl. Like, oh my God, hi.
Should I call her right now?
Is she a white girl?
No, we shouldn't call her.
So sexy.
No. Go ahead.
I'm sure her Boost Mobile's cut off.
Okay, we're talking on the phone
on a
payphone.
Did she see that in her fucking future? Fucking dumb cunt. Am I right, Bobby?
Oh my God.
She's coming to town, Tom.
I'm joking.
What
it's a comedy podcast.
Judge, this court is out of order.
That was not nice.
I can't be emotionally invested in every relationship this kid starts every 3 days.
Yeah, call her a dumb cunt.
Shit.
Yeah.
It was a joke.
I smell the name of a podcast.
I'm sorry. Okay. Ring, ring, ring. Hey, Ian, what's up?
Hey, baby. I just want to worship you. I can't wait to take you home and just lick every single inch of your body.
Oh, my God. I'm so wet right now.
Yeah, that's right.
Can I punch him if he says worship again?
Yes.
You never worship your gal? Oh my God!
Worship.
Oh God!
Stop having a I would drag my dick while we try to have phone sex.
You can't even fucking have phone sex. You're like yapping to somebody else.
I would drag my dick through a mile of glass just to hear you fart through a speaker.
Oh my God, that's so sexy. I like how your body looks like an in-shape plumber.
Yeah, that's right. I'm gonna clean my pipes.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'm gonna check your seal. That's right. And I'm gonna. I don't
can
even
you guys
care
not make eye contact?
So disturbing.
I mean, joking is joking, but this is getting fucking weird.
You're going to shove my fist up your ass and wear you as a hand puppet.
It's kind of rude that you interrupted me right before I came, Bobby.
It's a lot different when you're kissing.
Okay, listen.
You're on the phone.
You're on the phone with her. Is it just audio or FaceTiming?
Audio.
So audio, and she's like, hey, what's up, baby?
Yeah, you just kind of talk.
Let's do
you
it
just
me.
Get
ready?
Into
do
it
with me. Ready? Hey, yeah. What's up? It was so good seeing you the other night.
All right, can't wait for you to come and visit.
I can't wait. You sure it's okay?
Oh, I know it's okay. I don't know if it's okay for me to rip your clothes off when I see you at the bus station.
Stop it.
I can't stop
it. I'm not
taking
the bus. I'm not poor like
you.
That's
what I was going to say. Bus?
Yeah, you're making her take the bus?
Spring for a train, dude.
Spring for a train? What? I don't have that kind of money, but I'll spend it on
you.
You
would if you kept your fucking mouth shut during my podcast.
I'm trying to work hard for us, baby, so you can take the train next time.
You really sending her on the bus?
Mm-hmm.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
What bus?
Greyhound.
Well, at least it's Greyhound.
Ring, ring, ring.
Keep use that.
Ian, it's
use
Ramon. That. Who is this girl you're speaking to?
Ramon, leave me alone. I'll get to you later.
I thought we had something, Ian.
We do. I left it at the glory hole on 32nd.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
It's actually on 23rd and 8th.
Yeah, I accepted this award. Did hang on 1 second. Did he... I got to get this shit. God damn it. Did he send it? Yes, he did. Can you do that for me?
Can I defend Greyhound is actually a pretty good bus.
Greyhound's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than the Chinatown or
Mega. Chinatown, that competition made Greyhound step up their game. They got nice seats, internet. Wilmington Greyhound bus station can suck a fat fucking dick. It is the worst in this fucking country. Mm. It's horrible.
So anyways,
what was the award?
I got Comic of the Year in Boston.
Wow.
It was a great, but here's what happened that was fucked up. is
that's impressive. That's like getting Voice Beater of the Year award in Boston.
Do you
know
how to work this phone? Right? Can you print this for me? These two things for me, Liz.
Sorry. Is that printer on?
Shit, and I'm doing a bunch of shit. Yeah, the printer's on. It should be on, right? Yeah, it's on. So, anyways, it was. What happened was they said, "Do you want to do time?" It was a sold out theater. It was the finals. Great comedians. I mean, I was listening to all these young comics. It was 9 of them, and they were really funny motherfuckers. Barry Crimmon showed up, who I fucking adore.
Oh yeah,
I really do. Tony V, who I love. I love Tony V. I don't know. I know he likes me. You know, we're friends. But every time I try to talk to him, I feel like I bore him.
Is it printing?
I'm a very boring person. I understand that. That's why I kind of forgive him and Giannis for zoning out a little bit. I understand that sometimes. Me and my wife goes, her advice to me for the speech, don't talk too long.
And then she goes, be kind to yourself.
And then she goes, don't cry either.
Aww.
That's my cute wife saying that.
And did you feel emotional?
No, of course not. But when I got out there, they introduced me, Robert Kelly. They gave credits, then they said, give it up for Robert Kelly. And I walked out, and it fucked me up because I've never walked on a stage in front of a crowd and not did my stand-up.
Right.
Oh.
My brain went, tell the jokes.
Right.
Hey, do my thing. And the other half of my brain was, no, you're not doing stand-up. You're talking. And I was
did
like,
you talk about that? Did you say that at all?
I did not because I didn't understand it until after later that night. I was like, what the fuck was that?
Did you have something written?
I had a little thing. I basically was, look, I fucked up. I should have did, when I went Comic of the Century, I'm going to have a whole different thing.
Sure.
But I was like, you know, I'll just feel it, go out there. I shouldn't have did that. I should have had a little something. I had a little something here and there.
What did you say?
I just said that I'm very proud to be a part of a Boston comedian because the lineup that I can announce to be part of is fucking epic. And I was like Lenny Clark, you know, of course, Crimmins, and I named a bunch of the guys, Dane and Patrice and Billy and Sweeney and Gavin and, you know, Leary and Stephen Wright. I just went through them all and I was like, and I go, Boston comedy doesn't fuck around. We fuck around. And it was kind of, you know, Somerville where it was held. I've been arrested in Somerville. I got beat up so bad in Somerville, I had to go to the hospital. I think I was 13. I got the shit kicked out of me.
Hell yeah.
At the Somerville Projects at like 12:30 at night. I just got by like 25-year-old men just beat the fuck out of me. Mm-hmm. And it's just weird that I was in juvie hall. I got arrested. I did so much crime. I did so much fucked up shit in Medford and Somerville. And now to be accepting this award in front of, you know, these
That's
people.
That's beautiful. Right.
I sure wish I said that.
Yeah.
I didn't. I thought it after, but.
What did you say?
I forget.
That's okay.
I deleted the recording, too. Because I was,
oh, no.
That was one of those things where it was like a blackout.
Right.
But I did thank my mom and my family. And I said that. I go, you know, I'm funny because of the Boston,
right,
because of the streets, because of the way we grew up, because of my uncles and my aunts. And then I was like, because of my three fathers. And my mother was like, you have one father. You know, she gets mad when I say that. My dad, Larry's my father. Anyways, it was a great night. And then after, it was a little weird. You have these plaques. I gave one to my grandmother who's, you know, kind of 95.
Wow. That's awesome. That's
nice. She's still alive? She's still kicking?
She's hanging in there a little bit. She's kind of on hospice now.
Mm.
So she could live for 6 more years. She could go tomorrow. I don't know.
Mm.
But I gave her the award. I actually moved over the Pope. She has the Pope. I pushed him to the side.
Wow.
Put the award. I gave the other award to Max, put it in his room.
That's awesome.
It's cool for people, you know what I mean? But it's also cool for, I think, comics, you know, from Boston to be like, oh, shit, you know.
Well, you come from a very comedic city. There's only a few of those cities that, like, have that thing to it.
Yeah.
So it's cool to be the best of.
But it was cool to be a part of. Here's the thing that I was telling everybody. I've never been asked to do the comedy festival.
Next year.
Should have mentioned that.
Yeah. I've never been asked to do it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's a real bitter speech.
Yeah, but, no, more of a diss track.
Yeah,
I didn't want to mention that because I didn't want to fuck with
course,
the guy.
Of course,
you know, who's, you know, Jimmy, who's nice enough to, you know. So I was like, yeah, fuck it, who cares? I did, you know.
It is odd, though.
You should have told, it is a little weird.
You should have been like, suck my dick and then drop the mic.
Yeah.
And then
stop the statue.
And took my dick out and pissed on the trophy.
Yeah. Fuck you, Boston.
It was a good weekend. It was a good meet. Then I actually met Lenny Bruce's daughter.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, sure. I did a benefit the next night. Lenny Bruce's daughter, the Lenny Bruce Foundation. She's kind of hot. She's old, but she's
gotta
hot.
Be pretty old.
Yeah, she came up, and after my set, she was like, oh, thank you. She gave me a kiss on the lips, and I felt something. Yeah, it was a little weird.
Nice.
The NFL, I want to talk about that. I got to do this read. The NFL, I mean, what the fuck?
Bye-bye.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Adios.
I mean, again, the fucking Patriots just pull it out right at the end.
The Eagles? What the fuck are you talking about, Eagles. Man?
Nice
the
victory. Patriots. 61 yards.
Fuck the Eagles. Yeah. Fuck you, the man. The Pats, nice. Baby.
Oh, oh my God.
I don't want sports.
See, we're saying football. Ian's like, I'm protesting. That's what he's doing right now.
I don't watch sports.
You don't watch sports at all? Why?
The only time he kneels is 32nd and 7th. Am I right? Hey.
Yeah. I take a kneel for different reasons, Bobby. I don't know. I used to watch baseball when I was younger. I got a Phillies tattoo, but I just don't care anymore. It's weird. Football culture. You're just wearing an adult man's work uniform.
Yeah.
you know, wishing you were someone else, fantasizing fantasy sports. It's weird.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not into sports as much as I used to be.
Right.
In my 20s and 30s, and just coming from Boston, you were made to fucking
right.
hate the Yankees, hate the fucking Jets, you know, hate the Lakers, Red Sox, Larry Bird, and then I did shut, you know, as I got older, I had a lot of shit to do. It was like I didn't have time to invest so much.
Yeah. Right. But I got to say this, I'm not even a Patriots fan, but Tom Brady is unbelievable. He's just unbelievable. Yeah, that's my favorite 30 for 30, his story. Because he wasn't even a starter. He wasn't even a starter at Michigan. Like
he
was splitting time his junior year, and he had to earn it. Like, and the other guy would put him in these holes, and he would come and bail the team out, but they still wouldn't name him the starter. He's just an unbelievable story, and he's just I thought Montana. I came up in Montana was the best quarterback. He's better than Montana, dude. He really is.
Montana's
he's unbelievable.
That last Super Bowl, I think, was
it's unbelievable.
Makes him the best.
Yeah, but Montana too. Not saying that he's the GOAT. What a fucking idiot. It's like, just shut the fuck up. I know you have an ego too, but, you know, fuck off. He's the man. Mm-hmm. He's the fucking man.
I mean, Montana was great, but Brady is, I mean, that 30 for 30 is inspiring.
Is it on Netflix now?
It should be.
Probably.
Mm. It should be, but it's the best 30
is
for 30 there is.
Is it on deepdiscount.com?
Let me check. It's funny because Deep Discount, guys, have you been to Deep Discount?
No, tell me about it.
Have you been to it?
I've perused.
A deep discount, I'm pretty sure you can get 30 on 30 in here, but you can get a bunch of stuff on Deep Discount. DeepDiscount.com, a website loaded with CDs, vinyl, DVDs, Blu-rays, video games, and more. Go see it for yourself, Michael. Go to DeepDiscount.com. Just click their logo on my homepage, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Take a look. Just go to my page. Take a look. It's unbelievable. Like, right now, over there, there's thousands of Blu-rays and 4K titles on sale at incredible prices. And the more you buy, the more you save. Just look for special codes and sale icons. Stop wasting your time. I did it last night. You go to... Mike?
I'm sorry. I thought we were doing a read.
I mean, that is as rude.
No, I thought you were doing a read.
Yeah, but you don't fall asleep during
my
read.
No, I'm not
read.
Falling asleep. I just thought you were doing a
yes,
read.
What? Yes, Ian.
I'm guilty. He is.
Michael, no, I thought we were taking a break.
He was paying attention.
I'm here.
I thought we were doing a read.
Stretching
Do you need
his
a nap? Do you need,
no, I'm
I
stretching
never had
back.
I never had to take somebody take a nap during the read.
Look, my yoga school says that anytime you get a break in the action, you need to okay.
take that break.
Well, anytime you, I'm going to tell you this, anytime what? You're on Netflix looking for something,
mm-hmm.
they got to fix the Netflix thing too. It's like one little bar, and you have to scroll to the right forever, and then scroll down and continue. They gotta just have a genre. Let me get like a porn site. Genre everything.
Right.
Yes. Genre everything. Stop wasting your time searching for something you're gonna watch, only to end up with some crappy quality or worse. You can't even anything. There's nothing to watch. I did it last night till 3 a.m. Instead, go to Deep Discount. .com, find what you want to watch, buy it for a really cheap price, and have it forever. For your viewing leisure, whatever you want, Thomas. The fans know. Look, you'll find new releases too, like the entire Ken Burns Vietnam documentary, which I hear is fucking phenomenal.
I
talked to Colin Quinn about it. He was like, it's the best thing you'll ever want to watch. You can go right now. You can buy it. It's on sale. You can own it. Okay, finish it when you want. All right? It's on. It's airing on PBS right now. But you can own it, watch it when you want right now. Over a decade in the making, this exhausting and compelling documentary tells the story of Vietnam from the firsthand perspective of those who lived it. My father was in Vietnam.
My uncle. Which one?
Really? The real one. The wow. My dad, my biological dad.
My uncle was in Vietnam.
Yeah. You
horrible
look
stories.
Like a soldier in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You could. He does.
Lahaya in Vietnam.
You stop rubbing your chest when you
good
talk
morning,
to
Vietnam.
Janatova, Vietnam.
Who lived at veterans. They said the POWs, journalists, diplomats, protesters, South Vietnamese soldiers. There was one, Colin, when you watch it, there's one officer. He's like, these Vietnam, Colin, I wish I had 20 of them. 20 of them, I'd win this fucking war. Or 200 of them or something like that. If I had 200 of these soldiers, I'd fucking win this. He said they were the best soldiers they've ever seen.
The Viet Cong?
The Viet Cong.
Whoa. Oh,
wow.
South Viet, the soldiers, the civilians,
wait,
everybody.
The South Viet Cong were the best? Or the North?
The ones that were fighting, the North. Right? It was the North, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking idiot I am. Don't ever expose me. Ever again, Michael. Ever expose.
Honestly, exposing you.
Don't
he's
ever
bad.
Don't ever fucking ask me questions. All right. Even enemy combatants are brought to life in over 16 hours on 10 discs. Get your copy now, Blu-ray DVD for a great price. Click logo, the logo found on my homepage, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Support my sponsors, you dudes. Support my sponsors. Go there right now. Buy it. Buy your favorite. Watch it when you want. And check it out now. Thank you, Deep Discount. I really do like Deep Discount. It's a great site. And I've been getting back
sounds
into
like
DVDs
it.
Because there are some movies that I like to watch, and I just have them right there, especially for my kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you have like a kid, and it's like, I want to watch this again. I want to watch this again.
Is he a Thomas the Train?
Not anymore. He's a 4-year-old, but he was.
More of a SpongeBob.
That was so fun about Blockbuster. Going out and getting the physical thing and putting it in the VCR and everything, you know, I kind
Blockbuster
of really
was cool because you had to get up, go to the block, yeah. Walk around, yeah. You saw people there,
read, yeah. See something that looks interesting, you read the back,
yeah, to wait for
out.
That movie to come back. Is it coming yeah. back? It's supposed to be back right. today,
yeah.
And you see somebody walk in with you, like, oh, that guy has that fucking.
Or you go yeah. to like a mom and pop video shop and you see the workers' picks,
the porn section,
yeah,
and
yeah.
the back.
Alex's picks,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, the porn section. That's the one time I got grounded as a child because I got caught in the adult section.
Really?
I stole
that was
porno
the one
from
time
West
you were
Coast
grounded?
Video.
Yes. I was a very well behaved child. Wow.
Were you really?
Kind of, yeah.
Pussy.
Yeah.
Wow. It's really opened up now.
Were you a well behaved child?
No.
You weren't?
That was a wild child. A
lot of trouble?
Oh, yeah.
What was the most trouble you ever got into?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I did a lot of bad stuff. I would like destroy property, and then I like, you know, was just like acting out and getting into fights and fucking you know, getting brought home by the police and fucking, you know, my mom was gonna send me to military school.
Oh, that would have made me so happy.
That would have been great.
You know, happy he'd be in the fucking with a sailor outfit.
Yeah. Attention.
Just a little Cracker Jack uniform. but he's in the army.
Permission to come aboard. Permission granted.
You're in the army, soldier. Put those fucking bell bottoms away, you fucking queen. If I catch you with another sailor in your bunk. Liz, were you a troublemaker too? Huh?
I was a troublemaker. I was always,
really?
But I was never in trouble. Like what? I was misbehaving all the time, but I would never
too
get
smart.
Caught. Yeah,
too
never
smart.
Get
I wouldn't
caught.
Get caught on anything.
She's well, a
later,
very high.
Later
I was
life,
like,
I got
I
in trouble
mean,
drinking.
I should have gotten in trouble for drinking. I got suspended once for throwing a party on a school field trip, like drugs, alcohol. But then I went in and I was like, yeah, I'm not suspended. I'm coming to school. And they were like, all right.
What are you, Van Wilder?
I was just...
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, I was a little crazy, but I was always like...
What's the worst thing you ever did that nobody knows about?
That nobody... Oh, yeah. Please.
Spill it, sister.
Everything.
Like what?
Drugs, alcohol.
Gangbang?
No gangbang.
Oh.
No gangbang.
Like what? What did you ever rob something?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
What? She says it like, yeah, fag.
No, I mean, like, I was, but again, I would. Always,
what did you rob?
Little petty theft.
Like what, bubble gum?
I stole
sure.
from Whole Foods
bubble
yesterday.
Bubble gum, t-shirts, you name it.
What?
I stole from Whole Foods yesterday.
Why?
What'd you steal?
Oh, my God.
It's simple. You just order, you go eat it, and then you walk out. I got a salmon and Brussels sprouts.
So you do it a lot.
Yeah.
Well, what, because you need to?
Well, because it's, you know, food's expensive.
Sometimes he just hides the hummus in his mustache.
I'm trying to make everything work. Hey, I take shortcuts.
Yeah. He's saving up for a bus ticket.
Can you please give it to Thomas?
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Who got a chuckle?
You chuckled.
I chuckled at how bad it was.
Oh, wow.
It was a sympathy chuckle.
He's literally telling
us.
Literally,
Bobby laughs at us a lot, not with
us. I've never heard a comedian admit that I have to steal food to live. Okay, he did it yesterday, and he does it all the time. And you went, he hides hummus in his mustache? Literally doesn't even make sense. You can't hide hummus in your mustache.
He's got the comb.
It's farcical. Come on.
You use another big word. I'm throwing this.
You are exposing Bobby.
Penn State education.
I will fight you. I might take a beating, but I'll fucking take that chance. No more big words. Farcical.
Farcical.
Just say fake.
Fugazi.
Fugazi.
Fugazi. Federal Hill.
Menagon.
Mike, you stole yesterday?
Yeah.
Do you need money?
Can you feed him?
No.
I gave him a check.
Is
there a thing in you that Whole Foods kind of deserves it?
Yes. And also, I don't buy a Subway ticket or a Subway card. I hop on the trains.
You jump the turnstile?
You do that all week?
Yeah. Oh, you drive your bike a lot.
I ride my bike all the time, but also I hop the turnstile. I sneak on. I won't fucking give a dime to the MTA. If I get someone to swipe for me, I give them a buck or two because I'd rather people get the money than the fucking MTA because they're fucking us all the time. In what, 2003? How much was it for a monthly MetroCard?
All right, Milk, relax.
Because
they're fucking us.
And right? Not in the good way.
Gay people should have the same rights.
Yeah.
He should open for DeRosa. He's got like DeRosa energy, doesn't he?
You're
He's got
that. Right.
Nope, I don't fucking, I'm a man of principle.
Absolutely right.
But I'm trying to make it work, man. I don't have a day job, comedy and acting, trying to fucking make this thing work, you know?
No, I hear you. I understand it. The whole speech about I like giving the MTA money because it gives the city money and it gives people jobs and it makes the city better.
Interesting. Yeah. Cuomo just gave the city $60 million instead of putting it towards the train cars. They're putting lights on the bridges for tourism.
Yeah.
All the subway lines are messed up. They're shutting the L train down for 2 years. They're shutting two stations down in Queens for 8 months.
And bad mayor,
dude. They just opened up. They just opened up the what is it? The two
Second Avenue
Second
line.
Second Avenue line, which is beautiful.
Right.
It took 18 years to fucking.
It takes
complete.
A long time to fucking dig under a city that's already there.
Right, but they need to put above ground trolley cars. The fucking dude. They need to get rid of single passenger cars. They got
to
get rid of.
You just want your look
they
to
need
be back in
more bike lanes.
More bike lanes.
Yes.
Dude, how
the whole
many bike
city needs to be like Amsterdam and just everyone travel on bike or car sharing.
I knew he was going to start.
We should
pushing
put a moat
agenda.
Around.
What the dead of winter? What do people do in the dead of winter?
In the dead of winter, you fucking suit up, you ride a bike, you fucking car share. You don't. The subway's getting way too crowded, man. And then they're shutting down for an hour and a half on the F line underneath ground. People are opening the doors and walking through the tunnel.
Buddy, I don't take the train. I'm not a scumbag.
I know you're good.
I throw Metro cards away.
I'm the one looking through the trash to find them.
No, I'm kidding. I think the subway's amazing. In New York, it's the fastest way to travel, and now with the app, you push a button and it tells you exactly when the train's coming. Yeah. If there's a delay, you can go to another train and take it.
Yeah,
the same
but it
fucking
should be
place.
So much better than
I
it
mean,
is.
It's,
You're
it's
still
old.
Using
yeah, we
switches
get it,
from
but
the
like,
30s.
The infrastructure does need to be upgraded.
See old?
And they're working
but they can't
on
do construction
it.
On
it's
the
hard.
Train and then on the bridge at the same time. It's like you got to choose one.
One
they do that
and
sometimes.
And also, they're building
like,
all these high rises for fucking the Eastern European laundered money instead of fixing the shit for the citizens of the city. It's fucking bullshit. Fuck you, De Blasio.
You and Tim Dillon should do a podcast. Oh, it really is. Oh, fuck you, De Blasio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I voted the primaries on the right end for fuck you, De Blasio. I think he canceled.
So edgy. I'm sure he got it and went, hey, what the hell?
What? Ian doesn't like me?
Ooh.
This trans woman really got me.
He must have had hummus in his mustache.
I feel bad that you have to steal for food.
I mean, I don't have to. I kind of get
it's the life we've chosen,
it,
Bobby.
But also, too, it saves money, and then I put money towards my baby's bus ticket.
And then the Whole Foods is they do kind of overcharge you.
Yes,
and they
overcharge,
you.
Man.
Yeah. So you
it's
agree
like
with
Starbucks. I kind of do, like, because they do that, and Starbucks does it too, where it's like all this fucking progressive music that they have on there. Like, we care about everything. That's $5 for a cup of coffee. That's bullshit.
How much should a cup of coffee be?
$2.
$2.
That's it.
$2. You're making a fucking enough profit for $2.
How did you guys talk about this beforehand? How you guys all went $2. Like, yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
It
we had a pre-podcast.
When bananas
huddle
are
downstairs
more than 50 cents, it's like, fuck you. Yeah. What are you doing?
We're getting fucked by everyone, and no one's ever going to strike because you need all these things, so fucking steal it.
All right, I wouldn't go that
or
far.
Or just don't but, go to Starbucks.
Yeah, don't go to Starbucks. But,
go to the bodega.
Places.
Yeah, go to the bodega. Yeah. Buy a
mom and pop. Anyway.
Support mom and pop places.
Well, well, now these two Google executives are trying to get rid of bodegas, and they want to use. They want all apartments to have a vending machine that sells everything from bodegas. You can use an app to order it.
I love that. Wait, let me finish. You fucking protesting.
Please put your fucking arms down.
I kind of like that. Whatever
you
that
like
was.
Seeing his.
I don't know what his armpits.
From the angle, it's just.
Let me
not
see. Do it
best.
Again. It's not bad. He's got little light, hairy armpits.
It's like a hilarious Jesus.
He does look like Jesus' goofy brother.
Yeah.
Steve Christ.
Steve Christ. No one ever talks about him.
Yeah.
Oh, I keep begging him to get loaves and loaves, so I just take them.
Steve Christ.
Steve Christ.
Ah, shit me. You were talking to Jesus as he on the cross. Dude, I couldn't do anything. You were supposed to be there at 2. I fucked up.
They wouldn't listen to me. I'm going to get more carpentry work now.
Ah, shit. Did you steal food, Mike?
No.
No. Why would you steal food?
I guess if I was hungry enough, I would, but I haven't. No.
Well, also,
but I'm against those places, man. They suck.
Also,
they suck. They're gouging you. They just price cut. It's like going to LaGuardia. It's like bullshit. It's like the stop terrorism.
Michael, I'm not a Whole Food executive.
I understand.
Stop yelling at me like.
But isn't
I
that
the
this thing? Aren't
gouging,
you supposed to build momentum?
No, price
your
gouging. Is
my energy
fucking
was
disgusting.
Building.
You know what they did with Irma and fucking all these hurricanes that were happening?
Yeah.
The hotels near where these hurricanes hit raise their rent to $300 a month a night.
They're
gasoline,
scumbags,
they raise,
dude. That's a scumbag fucking thing to do.
It's
LaGuardia, too. It's like when you go through LaGuardia, like, you can't have any food because of terrorism. Because of terrorism, you can't
have
food or water.
And then you gotta buy the expensive
food. And then you
the
buy
airport.
The shit. It's like a thing, like it was a kosher chicken Caesar wrap. $13.50, this big, $13.50. I'm like, oh, that's fair.
You can bring food.
No.
No.
You can't bring water.
Can't bring food, can't bring water, you can't bring it through.
You can't bring food through.
No.
Why?
Could be a bomb.
Well, yeah. They just make up the rules. They take something like that where it's like it could be, and they apply it to everything, and then they fucking charge you. It's bullshit.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Because I just go to the lounge and they get free food.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I had a fucking
couscous
chicken
status.
Salad.
Bobby has status. Delicious.
I'm sorry, not all of us are super medallion members.
The turkey chili last time I was in there, nuts. And they had hummus.
Pretty good.
But you could bring like a protein bar, or like you could bring, you just can't bring like the prepared food, right? Yeah.
No, well, I don't think you could bring
you
anything.
You could bring your case of protein and just fill it up at the fountain on the other side.
I fucking hate that. I really, I'm with Ian on this one. Yeah. I really hate that because they're taking and they're just gouging you to make a profit.
What are you going to do? Hunt for food? What are you going to do?
No, I don't know. How about stop these people from doing that? How about stop them? They can regulate everything else. Just regulate. Be like, no, fuck you. I love it when they open up a McDonald's right next door to those places. And it's like, oh, good. You're out of business.
I think it's disgusting, too, when something overprices, like at the movies or something, for like a popcorn. And then they ask you if you want to donate money. It's like, fuck you. Yeah. This popcorn's $9.
Oh, I got
you
caught at the movies the other day.
Dollar.
I usually get a senior.
What happened?
I get a senior ticket because it's cheaper than a regular ticket.
Oh, my God.
You just do it at the kiosk.
Machine.
Yeah.
Well, but they don't know about
they
that?
They usually don't reading. Check, but at the fucking at this theater, they caught me, and I was like, well, my grandmom got the ticket. And then I had to pay the difference downstairs. I was with the chick. It was fucking embarrassing.
You were with another chick instead of Matutu?
Me and Matutu aren't exclusive.
Oh, okay.
One time I went to a movie with a trans chick and this black girl, and
during the day?
No. I covered her with a burka. And so... We went, I got a senior ticket, Williamsburg Cinema. They called me out on it. she, like that Patrice joke, like I'm gonna, I'll take her hood off. She turned into a man and a grizzly bear and a mama grizzly, and she flipped out. And they were like, "We're so sorry." I was like, "Yeah, that's my bitch."
Wow, fucking yeah. A. Was she what? Puerto Rican?
No, black.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh God. I say to him that I go, "What type of dude you like?" He goes, "Black dancers."
Important to have it tight. Yeah. Pretty
I go,
specific.
"Where do you get those?" He goes, "Everywhere."
New York, baby.
That's you. You're into black dancers?
Yeah.
Black male dancers.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's nice. Witty. Yeah.
Sammy Davis Jr. He's got a poster.
And my black woman, I like trans Rihanna. That's like my ideal.
What's I don't know if I mean, I go to Whole Foods. I don't look at that shit
You're
anymore,
part of the machine,
I guess.
Man.
Yeah, I am. I fucking am. You know what I've been getting really into though? And it's getting scary. I don't even watch TV on the road anymore. I just watch survival shit on YouTube. That's all I watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can do all that stuff. You're a guy you build that thing in your that shed in your backyard.
It's so impressive.
Yeah, you could do YouTube videos and then you can do all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Build stuff, you figure stuff out.
I want to go out in the woods by myself.
Ooh.
And I want to use this, it's called
Bobby Grills.
No. it's called the Firebox. It's a little metal box this guy made, firebox.com. I've watched probably 13 hours of footage on this guy on his YouTube page of he cooks a fucking whole chicken in this thing. He cooks cookies and bread and fucking Cornish game. It's crazy that this guy just can live out in the woods and have everything he wants. And he just goes out there with him.
But
and
he brings it out there.
Him and his dog, and he puts it in a backpack, and he goes in the middle of the fucking nowhere by a river and just goes river to catches fish, brings it back, cooks bacon on this little firebox. I learned how to, all these fire techniques and how to start a fire.
Do you like camping?
I did, but I haven't gone in years.
I love
years,
camping.
And I'm going. I want to go again. If I didn't have to worry about you fucking
dying.
Being ass deep in my fucking Brokeback Mountain in the middle of the night, yeah. I'd go.
I promise I won't.
No, it's too.
Oh, come on.
Your versions of camping are different.
Yeah, I don't want to fucking feel a pinch in my
control.
Ass.
Come on.
No, you wouldn't.
I love
in the
camping.
Of the night.
When you got to throw your bag of food over a tree so a bear doesn't get it. Yeah. Well,
I don't think if
you
he's into black dancers, you're not his type.
Yeah, but your bear
is
different.
Yeah, you're not
different.
My type. You're physically gross to me.
That hurt.
I've never been attracted to a friend.
All right, listen, relax. I was kidding. I'd go camping. You can go camping with you. Yeah,
let's go
care.
Camping.
Don't say it like that.
All right.
He's like, let's go camping. I want to go out in the woods.
So fun.
When was the last time we went camping?
Oh, yeah. I went in 2007.
Why is everything sexual with you?
It's not.
Yeah.
I'm just talking.
I know, but it's just dirty. It sounds dirty.
I'll never forget we were in the woods.
2007.
Yeah, it was up in White Mountains, New Hampshire. It was so fun. Used to go camping all the time when I was little, bring a canoe. It was fucking great. Shower in the water.
Yeah. Ooh. You ever go
dig
camping?
Dig a hole in the dirt to go to the bathroom?
Never? Would
no
you?
Way. No.
Why? Because you won't shit outside, right?
That and I don't want to go camping.
All right, relax. Why wouldn't you want to go camping?
I have no desire to.
Tents?
No, I have no desire
tents,
to do that.
Fire.
I'm going to shop at Whole Foods. I don't want to camp.
You. Wow.
Yeah.
I go to Whole Foods. Any chance I get, I'll go in there and get as much food as I can.
Try
in those
stealing.
Buckets.
It's exhilarating.
But how do you steal it? I don't understand.
You
just
order the food.
You don't
and
have
then
a lot
you,
of pockets.
And then, no, you eat it there.
Then you go upstairs to
because
like their
these
little
idiots,
cafe.
These idiots make the checkout a mile away in their fucking warehouse. So instead of going to the checkout line, you grab it and then you just go to the tables, you eat it, and you walk out.
Yeah, but you have to know it's like Vegas that somebody's watching you.
Take your chances. That's why they call it gambling.
If they don't. They call it buying food. It's a supermarket.
And that's shoplifting. You could be arrested.
Theft.
No.
But then you'll just be surrounded by a lot of black dancers.
So. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's a win-win.
Speaking of black dancers, and need a great talent for your business? First of all, I want to say that we are looking for interns for this show and for Riotcast itself. Not interns. actually paid producers. So if you want, and now it's not a lot of money. Relax. We're not looking for, I don't want somebody with a resume and a college degree that's looking to pay their mortgage and put their kids through a fucking private school. I'm looking for somebody that wants to do podcasting, loves this show, loves the network, and wants to come in and be part of this Riotcast thing that we have going on here. So if you want to do that, email me at ykwd@riotcast.com. If you want to be a producer, we have a new guy coming in next week. You know, this is to learn all about producing the show, other shows on the network, being part of this. So ykwd@riotcast.com. You want to come in, be a producer. You're going to learn from the ground up how to do everything. And also, if you have a podcast or want one, you'll be able to do it here on the Riotcast Network if it's good enough. If it stinks, go fuck yourself. We'll tell you to beat it. But if it's good... Lauren's, you can see, is out of town. She's in L.A. with Dave right now.
Aww. That's nice.
It is nice.
Lovely.
Yeah, I love love.
You love love?
Mm-hmm. Huh. It's nice.
But if you're in need of great talent and you're a real big business, all right, and your business is short of time, you know what you have to do? You don't have to get lost in the huge stack of resumes to find your perfect hire. You just need right now, right? Smart tools, Liz. You're a business owner.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You're always looking for people.
I am.
This is what you do. What if your hiring could be easier, Liz?
Ugh, it would make my day.
More streamlined?
Would love it.
And less time consuming?
Definitely.
So even when you're busy, you could still be smart about the way you hire. How about that?
That would save me so much time and energy.
That's right. If you're hiring, you know the quality hires keep your business moving forward. When you hire somebody that's legit, it makes your business better, all right? But you also know it can take a lot of time to find the right candidate mm-hmm. for the job. It takes forever.
I waste so much time going through resumes.
It's crazy, all right? When I find people for this, Zach, insane, right?
Yeah.
But it takes time to find. Well, all these people that work on the network, it takes time. It's crazy to find people that anybody can come in here and do the job for a week,
mm-hmm.
and then they fall apart. This kid, better and better every week. I got a check for you today, by the way.
Killing it.
All right, enough with the applause. Looks like it carried away. No, you're doing good. No.
We'll see what happens next month.
He quit his job at Whole Foods.
It really is, good. Man. Having somebody who's the shit, any business I've ever seen, anything I've ever, like Liz, look, everybody when she left was miserable. Gnome the most. I would love to know how he got you back.
He begged. You begged. You called me.
I called her at least once or twice a month.
Seriously.
I had dinner with her in Florida. I know.
We did.
I would hang up. I would go, I just need you. Just come back, please, and hang up. I'm not even kidding. It wasn't even a joke.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Okay? It's crazy. ZipRecruiter.com. This is it right here. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click. So you can rest easy, Liz, knowing your job is being seen by the right candidates. You got
to
use this,
Liz. I have to use this.
Then ZipRecruiter puts it in a smart matching technology to work, actively notifying qualified candidates about your job within minutes of posting, so you receive the best possible matches. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other hiring sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidate finding you. It finds them, Liz. If you're a company and you need employees, and you always do, ZipRecruiter.com. You can even get a head start on the interview process by adding screening questions to your job post to help identify the most qualified candidates, so you don't have to waste time sorting through a stack of resumes to find the perfect fit. No wonder 80% of employees who post on ZipRecruiter get quality candidates through the site in just one day. One day. An easy-to-use ZipRecruiter dashboard lets you manage your hiring process by start to finish, all in one place. The smarter way to hire, ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com. I love it. I love ZipRecruiter. You should use it. Are you going to use it?
I wrote it down. Is there a promo? You have a promo?
Yeah, I have a promo, right? What's the promo? Zach's going to read it to you right now. What's the promo, Zach?
It's on there somewhere.
Isn't it?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's good.
Here, I'll see.
Thanks, Liz.
No problem.
That's why you're a good hire.
Thanks.
We got Liz off a ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter. Noam got me right off a ZipRecruiter. Yeah, there is. It's ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude.
That's it.
So ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude. I'm writing that down.
ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude. Go there. What was? Did I read the one for the other one too? Deep discount. Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, guys, listen. Here's the deal. I think we've been through a lot today.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Yeah.
I'm tired from the trial. I'll be in my chambers if you want to.
You know what it is, though? Here's the deal with that, and I'm glad we got it out. I hate when somebody does shit to me that does bug me, because it really did bug me, and then you just hold on to it.
You can't do that.
And then all of a sudden, something else. I'd rather just go, hey, go fuck yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And have them go, oh, I'm sorry, I fucked up. And then you're done. That's the one thing about people. Mm-hmm. If you could just say, oh, I fucked up, sorry. You're done.
No, but what if he would have been like, he was apologetic. What if he was like, no, Bobby, fuck you, dude, I was right. And then and you're like, no, it would have escalated.
You'd have to kill him. And,
no?
Would not. I would have went like this. Okay. Got it.
Right.
Got it.
Like the mob.
And then he'd be stealing fucking food from Walmart and fucking Whole Foods.
Forever.
I'm actually pretty hungry. And do you want to go steal some food somewhere?
I got a sandwich in my
bag. No, but would you have kept him on the podcast,
I'll take
Bobby?
You guys out for pizza after.
Hey, Bobby, would you have kept him on the podcast then?
I would. Of course I would. I had him on the next week.
No, but if he would have came back at you in a certain kind of way and been like, no, Bobby, that's not right. Fuck you. And then you would have been like, okay.
What do you mean? You're just saying that he yells like, fuck you back. I don't think he is a illogical person. I think Ian is a intelligent person and is in touch with who he is. I think he's a little crazy and weird and fucked up and stupid and narcissistic. Yeah. But I also think he's a good person, has a good heart. And he
better have learned from
that. I think so, too.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Also, he was like a scared dog when you actually yelled at him. Like, at the beginning of the episode, he was terrified for a brief moment. My dick got hard. When you, really yelled at him earlier?
If I really yelled at you, I'd do it on the phone.
Right, of course.
I wouldn't do it on a podcast. That's the one thing that people don't get about me. Mm-hmm. Is that when I yell, it's more of a honeymooner's type of yell.
Right, of course.
But I forget that people.
And also, I'd way rather be called on my shit than just like me thinking that everything's fine and like going on. You know what I mean? Like, I'm totally okay with.
But don't you millennials like that?
What?
Just to be
passive aggression?
No, like everything's okay, and then Bobby gives you a sticker, and then you go home.
No. I want to be called on my shit. I want to be told by
millennials
people
in general, the
if
younger
something's
generation.
Not funny, hey, that fucking joke sucks. I don't want people to just placate me on bullshit. No, and also too, resentment's like drinking poison to hurt someone else. It only hurts.
It ruins everything.
Yeah, it's horrible, man. You got to get it out.
I've had resentment with people over the years, and it just sucks.
Yeah.
Because if you could just say, go fuck yourself, fuck off at the moment, and they go fuck you back,
right?
It's out. Yeah. It's gone. And then you don't have to talk to each other again.
But you're not going to
take each other. You're not going to come with me on the pillow that night. I'm going to be like, fuck you, fuck off. All right, fuck
it. And then it's done.
And then you're done. Yeah. And then, you know, you can not be around each other. And then in the future, you'd be like, what's up, dude? Nothing. What's up with you?
Yeah.
And I've had many of those situations where it's like, hey, man, that time, me too, dude. I know.
Yeah, that conversation has to happen.
Well, it does.
Yeah. That's a big thing.
But you don't want to go somewhere and be fearful of who you're going to run into.
It doesn't have to happen.
Doesn't have to happen?
You're not supposed to be friends with everybody.
Yeah. No, that's true. Right.
You can say fuck you.
Right.
And not talk to that person again. And cut them out of your life.
And that's healthy.
But that you should do that. You should cut people out of your life that don't help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
They say you should evolve your friendships every 10 years. You should be kind of moving towards a new like friend group or whatever.
I'm dumping Keith Wednesday. Never again.
Because he had a stroke?
Yes.
I mean, that's a little much.
Yes. I have to drive now. No. Yeah, I think it's okay to fucking. There should be people that look. You just dump out of your fucking life.
They're not good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think after you have that
people,
out.
There's people right now that I talk to.
Right.
That I don't talk to, and I'm perfectly fine with that.
Yeah.
And there are people I should talk to. You know what I mean?
Right, right, right. Yeah.
The greatest thing my dad ever did when I was younger, we would have it out, and then 5 minutes later, hey, you want to go have a catch?
No,
you know what I mean? So, like, you just get it out, and then you just, it helps so much more, and you get it out, and then you just go on with your relationship.
Yeah, but there's a thing where it's like, when you get it out, you can't say shit that's vicious or you don't mean, because then you have to answer for it later. I understand the letting it go, but when someone comes at you in a certain kind of way and then goes, okay, let's go have a catch, like, yeah, I'm not going to forget about the shit you just said, dude, so we got to fucking right. talk about that first.
Right. Well, sometimes I do get vicious and I say things I don't mean, and then I have to look inside myself and be like, I was wrong again.
Yeah, but you can always apologize.
Right. But I mean, you have to apologize for it.
You have to show it with your actions.
Yeah, you have to show like contrition for it.
Yes, it gets old, too. What?
Yeah, that's true, too.
Constantly apologizing, I'm sorry. They're not really sorry.
Yeah.
No, you got to show it with your actions.
You have to show contrition.
Sorry is an action word, man.
Yeah. I mean, look, I've said sorry to things. You know what I mean? I think as the older I get, too, the more, you know, I don't, you know, I'm not as in your face with people. Because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be, I don't want that. I used to do shit, say shit, or act a certain way, and then go home that night and be like, why'd I do that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That person's not worth it.
It's maturity.
That person's not worth it. I don't fucking really like that person. I had to set him straight, and it did nothing.
It's ego.
There's some people that if you say, hey, you did this, and fuck you, that really, it does, they're never going to change.
Well, but that's the person you cut out of your life.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Then you cut them out.
Yeah. And those are the people, too. Like, I think when you get to a certain age, too, you're just stuck with who you are to a certain extent. That's why you got to kind of try to change, like, somewhat early on. Because if you're a piece of shit through your 20s and 30s, it's kind of hard to fucking make that switch.
I don't disagree with that. I think that you can evolve.
Sorry, I'm just thinking of one of our friends, Ian.
I knew who you were thinking of.
I'm just kidding.
I think you can
constantly
evolve.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I know people in their 70s that evolved.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can that's an excuse that you get at an older age to not change. My mother said that to me one time. Me and my mother were fucking, I mean, fighting for years. I 16. I got back from rehab. I'm sober. I love the program. All I want to do is go to meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one night I came home at 2 in the morning. I went to a meeting. I went to 2 meetings. Then I went to IHOP to have pancakes.
Meeting after the meeting.
Fellowship. Then we sat in the car in front of my house, my mom's house, for another hour until 2 in the morning talking about fellowship.
Yeah.
And I went in. I was so happy and spiritual that I'm like, oh, my God. I went from jail to this shit.
Right.
And I'm like, oh. I walked in. My mother, where were you? Grab me. Blowing my I want to smell your breath. You've been drinking? I was like, fuck you. I was just talking about God for fucking 20 minutes and spirituality and a higher power. She's like, you've been drinking. I was like, go fuck yourself. I was so mad.
Right.
I moved out. I moved out at 16 and a half. I've never been home since.
Damn.
I moved out when I was 16 and a half. I'm like, I'm out. I'm gone.
Yeah.
I can't do this. And we fought forever. Forever, me and my mom fought.
Yeah, but past that, what were the fights about? When she knew that you were sober and you weren't out drinking?
Bobby, when are you going to come home and just get you, live here, just live, come on, shut the fuck up, you don't understand what I'm doing, I have to believe in myself, nobody believes in me, I have to, if you're my mom, you should fucking be behind me, just come home and live here and be here, mom, I understand you're saying it as a mom, but can you stop saying that 90 times, literally fucking the 30th time, and I would just be like, fucking stop it.
Well, that's what you learn through going through a program of recovery and with the steps and everything, you know, that you're not the only one that's sick. There are other people that are sick that you have to treat with compassion and realize that they have their thing. Yeah. And it's not even like if your side of the street's clean and you're doing you and they're giving you shit, it's like, well, it's probably like them problem.
Well, you try to change. I tried to change her.
For sure.
Sucks I didn't learn that because I know how to handle my liquor.
Fuck you.
My mother said this to me one day on the phone.
Bitch.
She goes, Bobby, I go, Ma, you got to stop doing. And we're having this big fight. She literally quieted down. She goes, when are you going to learn? I'm never going to change.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, oh my God. And we haven't really fought since.
That's great.
Wow. Because
I was like,
acceptance, baby.
Yeah.
I was like, yep.
Yeah.
I know. But I had to continue to evolve.
Yeah.
You know, so, I think you can definitely, but some people don't. Some people are so focused on the prize.
Yeah.
So focused on that. I gotta get that.
It's ego. Yeah.
I want what ego. They I want what they have.
Ego stands for easing God out. That's right, man.
Yeah. I definitely give you the bandana for that, but
isn't
I know, that's why I'm not, because we're both you're lucky I'm sober.
Yeah.
He used the fellowship to fucking throw a stinker over the bomb.
Man, I should just KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. You know what I mean? Come on.
You better fucking halt.
Yeah. Hungry, angry, lonely, tired.
Yeah. You're not hungry because you steal.
Yeah, right.
That's not in the program.
Sometimes I have fear. I fuck everything and run.
Can you stop? I'm going to throw up.
Can we end with
There's not enough
prayer?
Bandanas.
Yeah, we can end with the serenity prayer.
Yeah.
We will. No, I think it's, yeah, you have to eliminate the people out of your life.
No, I agree.
Yeah. We, especially in this business, we want everybody to like us because you never know who's going to help you.
Mm. Something I stopped doing, like, Ian is
comedy?
Very, no. No, like, I do think it helps. Like, Ian, you talk to everybody, and I think that's good, and I'm not as much of that way as he is, but sometimes, I stop, like, a lot of people just go up to everybody and shake their fucking hand. Hey, how are you? Hey, how are you?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you? I've stopped doing that. It's like, what's the point of just saying hello to every random fucking person that I don't know?
I just like talking to people.
No, I get it, and it works for you, but like something for me, I'm just like, I don't want to just say hello to every fucking
person. No, that's important.
You
got to be yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really do. Because otherwise it's fake. You're fake.
Yeah, I'm actually, I won this award, and the one thing I learned is that, whatever fucking comedy I do, it's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done. I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't think I'm a comics comic. Like, I don't think comics, and I don't give a fuck. You can go fuck yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't care. I know that people oh, he's going on. Let's go down and watch. Oh my God, he just used a fucking synonym. Synonyms. Oh my God.
So farcical, huh?
It's like fuck off. I don't give a fuck. It's so personal. No, it's not. You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck anymore.
Right.
Suck my dick hole.
No, but I like the jerking off motions as you're.
Yeah, I don't. I did unrealistic ones. He does real ones. Yeah.
Ian's got the specifics down. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. It's quite the rotation.
Wow. It's quite an afternoon at the movies.
I'm going to take a real left turn right here.
Oh, God.
And we're going to leave on this.
No.
I do. I want to know where you learned to suck dick. And is there a technique?
Trial and error, baby.
Yeah, but is there something that
it's like the mics, you know? You gotta get up.
Yeah. You know what makes you feel good, so you just try to do that to other people.
Okay, but did you
show
ever
Bobby?
Did you ever fuck up on a dick?
Yeah.
What those chompers? Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
Jesus things? Christ.
Oh
it's
my
like
God.
Bugs Bunny chomping on a carrot.
You ever get a blowjob from a beaver?
Jesus Christ.
You know, what? You learn.
Yeah, but what did they,
three teeth.
But when a guy, I would imagine with a girl, when you fuck up on a clit, oh, stop. No.
Yeah, you got to be communicative.
But does a guy go, hey, dude. Fucking slow down,
yo,
dude.
Bro. Chill out.
Is a guy gonna say that to you because you're a guy? Like, is he gonna talk to you like that?
Yeah,
you're a dude.
Is he gonna slap you on the top of the head?
Dude, one time I was in a glory hole, and after I came, I reached through and I gave the guy a fist pound. I was like, "Thanks, dude."
Lewis was like, "Thanks, bro." See you tonight. Hammer fisting. What? All right, let's. Oh, I got openers. I need openers.
Muy interesante.
Yeah, punchline's coming up, I hear. We're both from Philly.
Didn't you work on me last time?
You gave me a guest spot. I'm ready for that feature, baby. Come on. Put me in, coach.
Yeah?
I need money.
You can feature.
I'd love to.
What do you want it? Who wants it?
I want it.
Suck each other
it.
Off for it.
Get over here.
Oh,
Liz, you wrap it.
Liz
gets the worst job.
I want a jerk-off contest. Whoever comes first.
Hey, I'll do a pro bono.
Whoever makes the other person come gets the fucking money. Gets the gig. It's it's $1,100 for the weekend.
Really?
Yeah. Who's going to jerk each other off?
Whip it out, Tom.
No, he would do it probably. Yeah, and I would too. Let's do it. Are we gonna do it online? Can we?
You plug wait, out? How much snoof what? Does that buy?
If you pay me in snoofs, I'll do it.
I just made up $1,100, and they went. Yeah. I figured what number would it be to
That's
jerk each other off?
Guess what?
He's immediately in, and he was only in after he let it sit for a second.
I'll pay you.
Yeah, I actually Fair do have a couple dates. If you guys, I'll fill him in after.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I'd love
you
to
stick around. Okay, cool. Are you gonna fucking? Behave yourself?
Of course.
Are you going to talk while I'm on stage?
Never.
You're going to sit down and a conversation. Hey, do you guys have any cigarettes?
I'm
going to
go, Bobby's on.
How about just leave the room? You ever wonder what comics think of you?
Yeah, and I lost. It really fucked my head up, and I just don't care anymore.
I don't give a shit at all, but you know what I think's funny? Just like with the social media thing of something. Like if you follow somebody... Me. And they don't follow you back. That's such a clear thing of like, fuck this guy.
I don't give a shit. Who
I
cares?
Know, but it's just an easy way to know.
It really?
I used to let that shit bother me so much.
I really don't put any stock in that.
I know, but I think it's an easy way to know if people like you or not.
Get over it, Tom.
We're talking about it. This is my way of opening up, Ian. I'm sorry it's not fucking blowing Puerto Ricans.
I wish.
It's black dancers, by the way.
Liz,
I love you so much. Thank you for letting me come up here.
When can we make the big announcement?
I don't know. We got to talk to...
Oh, we got such a big one.
Yeah. I know. It's exciting.
It's so exciting. For everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Well, most goodness. People, not everybody.
Not everybody. Yeah. One person. In it's the comedy community is going to be like, what? Yeah.
Well, maybe eventually Knock for everybody in the room, it'll be great.
Is there a new menu?
Whatever you want. Ancient greens.
I'm hungry. You guys want pizza? I'll take you to pizza.
Yeah.
All right. I got to go. Man. I'll see you. I'll talk to you.
Oh, my moons. Okay. I love you.
Okay.
Bye. By the way,
bye, Judge Liz. Love you, Liz. Thank you.
Thank you, Liz. Bye.
All right. Ian.
Yeah, buddy.
What's up? So, again, I just want to say this. You guys, we're looking for. Producers on the show. You know how to run a podcast. You know how to book a show. You know how to do anything. You want to be part of the YKWD show. We usually do on Tuesdays at 3:30, or at 9 o'clock at night. But you have to be flexible. And I would prefer you, if you're a comic, that's cool. But you have to, you know, be available. And you're going to learn everything about the show. You're going to book the show. You're going to be part of the show. You're going to sit right over in that chair next to Lauren. And she's going to teach you all the shit you need to know. And I mean, I'm not kicking Lauren out. Let's not get carried away. So, you know.
Lauren's great.
She's the best.
Love Lauren.
And Zachy's here too. Zach, thanks so much for today, buddy.
Yeah,
everything
great
work
job,
out?
Zach.
How was the chat room? Was there anybody in there?
Some hooligans.
What? They're talking shit, right?
I'll deal with them in person. No worries.
Oh, really? That's why I love Zach.
He's an enforcer.
Well, the thing is, you know, it's funny, really quick. Like, one of these guys, I do these Facebook Live things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people come in, they make jokes. I'm fine. Funny, be funny. That's my rule. Be funny. Please be funny. Think about it and be funny. And if you're not funny, I'm just like, oh, that stunk. Or if it's funny, I laugh. But there's guys that go in there and just rattle off fucking quips. They're just everything. And it's like, I'm not your fucking open... My chat room is in your open mic room.
I'm just trying to add tags.
Well, this isn't a fucking writing session for you.
Yeah.
You're just ruining the conversation. When I go on the Facebook Live or Instagram, whatever that shit is, I like to... There's fans go in there. I don't care if there's 300 or fucking 10. I like to talk to them and put that shit out there.
Right.
And I know it's a little needy. I get it. It's a needy fucking shitty thing to do. But I'm needy. I'm needy. I'll admit it. I'm a little needy. And I like to talk to people that are into my shit and talk to the fans. And what I get shit out. Who knows what the fuck I'm doing. But I get it. But don't go in there. And I block one of these guys. I'm like, one more thing. It better be funny. I gave him the shot. It better be. If it's not funny, you're out. And he of course it was a fucking dud. Fucking D-U-D dud.
Mm-hmm.
And I fucking boom, blocked him. Then he fucking, you know, and they get mad.
Yeah.
And it's like, what do you expect another man to do? Just sit there and let you fucking bash him in his own chat room while my own fucking family's in here.
Yeah, but they think they're part of it.
Yeah, but you are. But you gotta fucking know how to play the game.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah, you know, but
funny
I
is such
I like
how
you run your Facebook Live like a mafia family. You're out.
Well, it's just like, and then I don't mind. Okay, I block. Don't get mad. be a fucking man. Right. Don't question my, you know what I mean? Yeah. Just be a man and be like, yeah, I fucked up.
Yeah.
I took it too far. Or he told me to bet, and it wasn't.
Right.
Just fucking shut the, don't cry. You fucking mug me, and you're like, what the fuck are you, you're so, you don't know how to, shut the fuck, be a man. Suck it up. Yeah. There's a million other people you can go bother.
Mm-hmm. Well, if someone gets to that point of being blocked, they're probably fucking corny and they're gonna
it's just
act
it's
that
just
way
like oh, look, I don't mind. There's some funny people in my chats, and they zing me, and some of them are fucking very good, mm-hmm. and I'll laugh.
Right.
But some of them just go in bing 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 bing. They just everything is said is a joke. They can't have a conversation. They can't have anything. It's like fuck you, gone. You got one more yacht, and they did, and I fuck them. But I just don't
Zach
mind that.
Zach will take care of them.
Well, he's going to come to every live event ever. I'm going to just bring him just Zach. To fucking, but look, we showed up at the live thing. That's why this one guy lived in the town I was just at, didn't even pay for a fucking ticket, didn't go to the show. So you don't fucking even pay to see me do stand up, and I'm supposed to let you fucking fuck with me?
Yeah.
Go
yeah.
suck your mother's dirty, dead cunt. I hope she dies on Tuesday. I hope next Tuesday, I hope she fucking literally grabs her chest at a Whole Foods stealer. What do you got, buddy?
IanFidance.com.
Hang on. Let's look at that. What is your name again?
Ian Fidance.
Oh, look at this beautiful website.
Yes. Ooh. I did it all myself.
Did you really?
I did.
Nice.
I love
yes.
that photo. You look like a magician, a gay magician.
Thank
or,
you.
Or
yes.
just magician.
Abracadabra.
I love it, dude. Look at all. You're yeah. a good writer, too, huh?
Thank you, man. Yes.
I didn't know that I asked.
Yeah.
see me.
Yeah, those
watch
are all
me.
My dates. Yeah. And, you I'm, know.
No, look at that. You're at a. You're all. You don't need gigs.
Yeah, I do.
Bobby Kelly,
enough.
Look at that. That should
be good.
It's never going to happen again. If you have
October's filling up, too. I'm in L.A. in October, 23rd to 30th, doing around at the store.
Well, that's great, man, the store. I love the store.
Oh, so good. Store is just
that
so amazing.
That fucking kid Adam is amazing. Good
oh, dude,
him.
I saw the bullet holes Kinnison put in the wall. They still have them there. It's so cool.
I don't know. I don't care about that shit. I think the club's awesome.
I'm a loser.
right. Who's Lucy?
My dog.
What?
Yeah.
What kind of dog?
Cocker Spaniel Poodle mix.
Wow, you really
it's
are.
It's got a really funny sketch where the dog talks. It's a,
yeah, you should
oh, really?
Watch it. Yeah, it's called...
All right, go to his website right here.
Yep, ianfidance.com. Follow me on Instagram at ianimal.
Tom Cassidy, you don't have a website.
No website.
Why?
Man. Not yet. I don't know. I just didn't get one.
Well, it's 2017.
What are you doing?
Focusing on them jokes, baby. You know? I don't need all that shit.
Well,
no, I mean, I want to get a website. I'll get one soon.
Do it
can
yourself.
Can somebody please get him a fucking website? Is any...
Pay me.
Any, there's
I'll
a
do
million
it.
Fans out... There's a... Just he need... How much,
know,
can you,
need
how much money do you have?
Nothing. Zero.
Why don't you do it for some of his food?
He doesn't have any money either.
You need a website, dude. Somebody give a website.
Yeah, because I make videos and stuff, so I should have them there.
Yeah.
You
know.
Should, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, where are you going
to
be?
I got a new sketch coming out next week that I want people to see. It's called The Hip Hop Psychiatrist. I think it's funny. I got another one on there. It's my pinned tweet, Creed 2. It's a really good like Creed 2 trailer.
Where is it?
It's on pinned, but for some reason you're fucking...
Don't get mad at me. Don't trash me for trying
no, it's okay.
trying
it's just
to
not,
promote
you're
you.
Not going to find it because it's
right.
like from a while ago.
Okay.
But it's a pinned tweet.
Okay.
And just, you know, I always post my shows, man, you know.
All right,
I'm
going to
be opening up for Bobby a lot coming up.
What? No, well, I'm going to share that with, I mean, I think Ian wants one of those too, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll definitely do it.
Cool, man.
I got a lot of dates, but there are tons of free work.
And
I love the comics put dates on this. It's just all free guests, but it looks like they're working every night of the week.
Well, you know, I'm bar show every night. And
hey, man,
a couple clubs.
You guys are doing it. You're
hustling.
Doing it.
Yeah.
You're doing it.
And
I
then
hope.
Check out that show on Adult Swim. It's called Mostly for Millennials. Hopefully it's out at the end of the year.
Buddy, thanks for coming back on.
Thank you for having me, man.
I you've always cracked me the fuck up, dude.
I appreciate
I
it.
I love you on the show.
No, I'm glad to be back.
Yeah. Oh, look at this.
Now that's a
look
website.
That. Mike Vecchione.
Wow.
Yes. Mike looking at Mike.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
That's good. I like
oh, my God.
That's at the cellar outside. Nikki Glaser.
Yeah, well, yeah, wow, that's great.
Oh, I love Nikki.
Mike, let me tell you something. We've gone over this before. He is a phenomenal stand-up.
Killer.
An amazing late night.
Great.
I mean, only certain people can really kill it on late night. That is an art form in itself, and Mike is one of those guys. And I love watching him do late night because he loves his own jokes. God, it's just like, is this one right here? Look, he loves, watch, you'll see it. He loves his own
I don't watch
fucking
it again.
Jokes. Look at here we go.
It's almost
it's
got
the best. It's the best. It's, he just loves it. He just loves watching himself. He loves when the fucking look at
non-threatening baby face. You could trust me. Shredded body. I'll protect you.
Here it comes. Look at that smile.
But I have the complete opposite thing happening.
Watch.
I have what I like to call ultimate fighter head.
Here it comes.
Let's go get frozen yogurt torso. Right?
He loves it.
Yeah, and you know who else loves it? Fallon.
Hey, buddy, I'm telling. You're great. Here it comes
I'm
again.
I'm at the department store shopping for my husky fit pants. And I know I'm going from husky to fat because my pant size is 36-30. That's how you know you're fat, guys. When your pant size is an improper fraction.
Here we go.
To 1 1/5 of another human being. That's how I know. Chunky.
Ah! A little licking of the lips.
Where are you going to be, Mikey?
At the end of the month, I'll be at the Brokerage.
One of my favorite clubs.
I love it.
Those guys are the best.
Yeah. Food's
fucking
great.
Love them out there. At the end of this year, dates right here, right? What,
down there, it's road dates.
Where, right here, road dates. Yeah, we got
Belmore, October 27th, 28th.
Field Fair, Connecticut, that new club, New York Comedy Club.
Yeah.
I heard it's amazing. Hermosa it's really Beach, fun. California. You're going to be in, where is that? Kennett Square, PA?
Yeah. I was already there. Fundraiser. Those are old dates. Oh, okay. I got to really update it.
All right. Did you do the Impractical Jokers thing?
November 1 through 5. We'll be on the Impractical Jokers
Love those.
Cruise.
Sal's the best.
Yeah, he's the best. He's the best dude, man.
Unfucking believable. All right, man. Check this out, guys. I know some of you guys tune out. I always read my dates last because people tune out halfway through this. Usually when I say my dates, they're like, all right, see you later. And if so I usually get you in. You know what I mean? Usually the last person. I got so many fucking dates coming up this week or last week. I mean, if you're listening live, I'm at the Side Splitters all week. I'm leaving Wednesday. I can't wait. The Punchline Philly. One of these guys is going to be with me if I can get it. I don't know if I can get it. But I'll try if you want to, you know. I got Tacoma Comedy Club in Washington, October 12th, 13th, and 14th. I got Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie, the 20th. I got the Treehouse, which I'm gonna need somebody for that. I got October 20th, Vermont, Bennington, Vermont. I got Cahoos Music Hall, Cahoos, New York. Is that how you say it? Cahoos. Morty's Comedy Club, Indianapolis. American Comedy Club. I'm going to Aruba in November to do comedy. I got Magoobies. I mean, they're all, fuck it. Look at all these dates. I'm going all the way into December and Hell February with these dates. Some of these guys, I'm going to bring a couple of these guys right here with me. So you'll see these assholes with me. Thanks for listening to the show. God bless America.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Please, all the shit that's going on, you know, with the football and all that shit and Trump and, you know. Just remember that this is the best country in the world, and we Americans take care of each other. We're Americans.
Absolutely.
Love each other. Yeah,
fucking, yes.
Enjoy every sandwich.
Yes, and football is a game. Relax.
Yeah.
It's a fucking game. Relax. Yeah. All right? Who gives a shit? Just chill the fuck out. Enjoy your life. Take care of yourself, and then everything else will follow. Raise good kids. Don't be a fucking douche. And stop with this shit. Fucking race. Gives a fuck. Ugh. Cares about that shit. I hate it. If the guy wants to kneel, let the asshole kneel.
Yeah.
And if you kneel, deal with the shit you get for kneeling.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. That's why the country's great. You can do whatever you want.
Right.
Hold the fist up, kneel, lie on your belly, take your asshole out. Just don't do crazy shit when you get a touchdown and get a technical, okay? Don't fuck up the game.
Go Eagles.
Go Eagles.
Go Eagles. Mm-hmm.
Come on. The Eagles are...
win last week. Guys. This is a great fucking win last week.
Leader of the division.
You know who I fucking love? The guy from Barstool. The Prez?
I don't know.
Oh, God. He has these... First of all, he does these pizza reviews. He's the fucking, you know, that bro dude, you know what I mean? He's just fucking sports guy, Boston. But he's the funniest motherfucker. He does pizza reviews. He does until he tries every pizza in New York. He goes, one bite, everybody knows the rules. He gets a slice, he tries it. He takes like 9 bites, keeps repeating, one bite, everybody knows the rules. People walking by like, you said one. And he's like, idiot, you're not getting it. And he reviews pizza. I could watch it all day. And then he goes, he was watching the Pats. You got to watch. He's watching the Pats. He calls what Brady's going to do. He's sitting there, end of the game, 30 seconds left. He's like, nope, he's going to throw a 25-yarder right now. Boom. Brady throws a 28-yard. And he goes, yeah, we're in the end zone. No problem. Everybody else is worried here. I'm not fucking worried. Bang. Win the game. Boom. Boom. Win. He goes, yep, that's it. Of course. He goes, Tom Brady's in slow motion. Everybody else's hair's on fire. He's in slow motion. Ooh. And he goes, yeah, we're better. We're bigger. You're small. We're not. Fuck you. Brady's the best. This is the fucking greatest. You got to check that guy out. Mike, you'd like this guy. Barstool.
Barstool.
You ever heard of Barstool? They're fucking, they're like taking ESPN down.
No shit.
Dude, yeah, because they're not politically correct.
Right, yeah, yeah.
It's sports.
Yeah,
sports should not be politically correct.
Right,
fucking ESPN can go fucking suck it. Fucking assholes in suits. Connecticut, fuck you.
Yeah.
Gonna go all the way to Connecticut to do something.
Yeah.
New York is right here. Fuck off. Go check out Barstool. They're the best. They don't need me promote them. They're the fucking biggest mother. They're huge. Watch, they'll be they'll be the sports news in the future. And Zach, what do you got besides fucking great shoulders and big fists?
Zach the new guy.
That's him on Twitter. Follow Zach the new guy. You're getting into it today. You made a couple announcements. We're easing Zach into the miking.
Doing great, Zach.
Yeah, she's doing great, brother. Thanks so much. Go to my website, look at all that stuff. Premium members, I love you so much. Thank you so much. We have premium members here. You know that?
Nice.
Yeah, we got a bit. We got another thing happening with this podcast very soon. Actually, not with the podcast, with me personally. I would like to make. We're gonna have all my fans have a new thing for you. We have a new website coming out, and also if Joe fucking my friend Joe can get his shit together, dude, I'll do a website. Where my guy? We'll do this other thing. Bing, bing, bing. All right, when is it? Fucking 5 months later. Well, what do you need? You just asked me that fucking seven times. I've answered what I. Do whatever you want. All right, we'll put it up this week. All right, good. Nice talking to you. No, he's a great guy. He's going to do it. I hope he hears this. That's when you know he's not listening to my podcast. I trash you and you never even hear it. All right, you guys are the best fans in the world. I love you to death. Thanks for listening. You know what, dude? See you next week.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.